morning sickness. Morning sickness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. This is the Morning Sickness, and here we go with yet another glorious week in paradise. A perfect weekend just passed us by. I got a few more great days. Spring training is about as good as it gets right now.
Spring break is started.
It's going to get going with that. Kids are going to be home. That's a threat to most parents, but yeah. Brady seems to like that. Everyone else like, great. You got people coming in from out of town, from Chicago or wherever, where they're wanting to stay with you. It's the best time to be alive, except for the kids being home and friends coming over.
And just kids in general.
Just generally. I got an email. I got to read this email to you guys, speaking of that. This lady and I, we go back and forth every once in a while, and she just occasionally will have, I don't know if it's a period thing or what, but like we'll have good talks about the show. Like, she's been emailing for a long time. And then suddenly she's just mad at me for no reason. And not even from something I said. Like, just gets angry at me. Like, she'll occasionally just assume that I'm a Trump fan. And this letter has that in it, too. And then just start yelling at me for my political views. And she's wrong. She's mad at people with those views, and she puts them on me. And then sometimes she gets mad about Jesus. And sometimes she gets mad about... This one is a new one. So, and you brought up the kid thing.
Yeah.
And you know, in a way, I think I might agree with her. I think I'm actually, Alicia, I think I might be on the same page as you. Says, don't you think it's selfish of you and your neighbors, my gay neighbors, to have a house clearly built for a family, but just two people are living in it? There's more than three bedrooms. Two people living in a house with more than three bedrooms is ridiculous. I also assume the amount of land you're on is built for people who have children, not for you. There are several people in your area that I'm sure feel the same way. And then she says, she lives close. All of Blank Street has houses with families. Why do you feel entitled to take up a whole house, just the two of you? And don't worry about it. Later this year, my husband and I will cancel out your Trump vote, if that's your answer. Alicia.
How dare you, Alicia, son of a bitch.
But in a way, I kind of agree with her. And also, off. I can do what I want. Now I want a bigger house. Chavez. Yeah, cha-ching Chavez. I'm like, what's it... Probably this house is not built for, it's built for families.
A family was in it before you were there.
Yeah, but their kids
its purpose.
Their kids grew up and moved out, and then the people were like, let's give this, no, we don't want kids. And the gays next door, no, they have like, see, here's what you don't understand, Alicia. As a man, my two gay neighbors both need an office because they're earners. So they've turned two bedrooms into two offices. So now there's just a master bedroom. A guest bedroom, two offices, and I think they've got like a spare room that can turn into a bedroom, but they use that as kind of a
dungeon, room.
Probably a sex room. Yeah, I would guess for them. One of my bedrooms at the house is for the dogs only, and that's been completely converted. And then another one is like a workout space.
How dare you?
Yeah, so we don't have any room for kids. There's none. There's no room for. We've changed the interior of the home to be child free. And what the business is it of yours? Although I think I agree with you. I think this house is completely built for more than two people, and that's what makes it so awesome, is that there aren't more than two people in it. And I walk by those bedrooms that kids would be in if there was a family, and I smile every day. I think it's fantastic. And by the way, stupid argument, even if I did vote for Trump, you canceling out my vote, don't my votes cancel out yours too?
Yeah,
I mean, it just depends on which way you're looking. It's a draw. We're zeroing out. So what are you saying? Your votes are canceling my votes. Okay. Well, I guess I can spin that fairly easily by saying this. What I can say is what I usually end our email discussions with when Alicia and I are like, you're nuts. Go put a tampon in and enjoy the rest of your week. I'll talk to you about Monday next week when you're normal again. That one came out of the blue, though. But I think I might agree. But she would be the type of person, because I know from her emails. And you know what's funny is I can talk about her like this because we go back and forth. And then I guarantee, whenever she emails back normal, it's usually something like, that was so funny. With like, she's very complimentary. Very strange. But she's the type of person that would start screaming that there needs to be government regulation on how big a house you can have. You can't have this kind of car if you... You know, it depends on how much money you make a year before.
Maybe if you have that size of house, you have to share it with
them. Yeah, you have to go get two Chinese kids or something. I don't know. Like, that's trust
this is Modern Family now. What are you doing over there?
Look, go focus on Gilbert, where they've got families with like 11 kids in a house with five bedrooms, and I think that's cruel.
They could use your house, though.
Yeah, but there'd still be like 11 people in a house. There shouldn't have more. I think if there's government regulation, you shouldn't have more than five people in a house ever.
Four bedrooms have all bunk beds.
Right. If you're doubling down, everybody hates sharing a room. Husbands and wives hate sharing a room. Still don't understand why that's a thing. You go your whole life trying to get your own room, your own room, your own room. And then when you get married, you got to cram into one bed with somebody. That's the dumbest thing ever. Now they turn into Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka, smash into a bed with somebody. You should have like your own spaces. Yeah, but so I have a house with only two people in it. And now I want to make it bigger. Damn it. Your fault, Alicia. Her husband must be a contractor or something trying to get a gig. Sees that I'll probably add another bedroom on.
Yeah,
come on, get a bid to get another one out there. That would be pretty great. That's kind of an insane concept, but I don't think she's wrong. And it's clearly that house was not built for just two people.
Says who?
Well, it wasn't.
Why not?
Well, I mean, two people can live there, but the idea behind multiple bedrooms is certainly not just the two of you. But
I always look
off. The counter argument is just go f*** yourself, lady. Yeah, it's none of your business. Go live in your little shack.
Yeah.
You probably don't make them enough money to have a house with multiple. And I don't know if you have kids or not, Alicia, but if you do, please give them up In fact, if you have kids, Alicia, I'll take them because I'm sure you're raising them wrong. No. These kids need a better life than a mom like Alicia, that nutbag. And she'll email back in a couple of days and everything will be fine. Alicia and I have a love-hate relationship, and I've never met her. But evidently she knows my neighborhood, and that scared me a little bit. Because the street she mentioned is right behind me. And that one's loaded with, like, that street right behind me has, like, houses on 4 acres. And I know they've got a kid. But that's a big-ass, like, it's a 7,000-square-foot house. So what's the rule then? So they've got like a 7,000 square foot house with one kid in it. So they have to have four?
Can't base it upon a lot.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if you've got a 7-bedroom house, you don't have to fill them all. This isn't the zone.
Apparently you do.
Yeah, evidently, according to Alicia and her Biden votes that are canceling out my Trump votes. Yeah. And that's another thing with the election year. You're going to see a lot more lunacy start popping up. They're starting to talk about all the it's Super Tuesday tomorrow, and a lot of people are invested because they won't turn the news off. And I did hear a clip from Nikki Haley that is a complete turnoff because now she's the Caitlin Clark of politics, where she said, I beat all the guys. Now I just got to beat one more. And you just hear the hoots and hollers of Republican lesbians in her audience screaming. I'm like, this isn't supposed to be about you're better than men thing. If a guy did that, if Trump did, she's got to get rid of this one last bitch. And gentlemen, it's ours again. Everybody'd lose their jobs for even liking it. So stop making it about beating up the boys, because it just makes it seem like you're less than. Doesn't she realize that every time she says, "I got to get past these boys," it sounds like she's got a huge mountain to climb. Like men are so much harder to beat, and she's just.
Well, we are.
And she's right. That should appeal to men. It's like, man, if she can beat the guy, she must be something. But they take great pride. The Caitlin Clark thing, she just passed Pistol Pete Maravich for all-time leading scorer in the NCAA ranks. And
Did it against the Buckeyes.
What is it, her fifth year? I don't know how many years she's been playing. If half the guys that's in high school or in college stayed there past their freshman year, you'd have that record would be untouchable at this point. It was back when Pistol Pete used to play, is when guys would play 4 years at a time. That hasn't happened for 35 years in college basketball. Two max, one probably. Then they changed the rules because in the 80s and 90s, everyone was leaving so fast. college basketball had gotten to the point where it was just all freshmen playing each other. So they made it so you can't be under 19 and in the NBA. Because high school kids were like, why would I waste my time in college breaking my legs when I can get paid immediately?
They want me now?
Yeah, I'll take it. And they're not wrong.
Now NIL might help a little bit.
Yeah, NIL helps a ton. And yeah, there's no guy that's going to stay worth anything that's going to stay in the NCAA for 4 years. If he's any good, he's coming out in a year or two. So it's a hollow record. Not to say that she isn't good, because I think Caitlin Clark actually is very good at basketball.
She can fill it.
No, she can shoot. But, you know, there's one in a league of a lot.
I'm not going to watch.
No, I'll watch her for a minute and go, yeah, she's pretty good. Give me some defense. Maybe she'll be give me the Caitlin Clark of defense on the other side. It's just ridiculous. But, yeah, starting to scream out about election this and women and men that. And I'm like, oh, no, it's going to happen, isn't it?
Now, she and Bronny are the all-time scorers. He got his for the NBA.
Oh, yeah, he's got four. And, again, that's just attrition. He's hung around a long time. He's very good at it. But, you know, 20, and he came out when he was 18. So he had a four-year head start on that scoring record, and he's really good. And he's going to stick around and try to blow that number way up there, and good for him. But that's a long career, man. And had LeBron gone to college for 4 years, I imagine there would have been some absolutely serious 60, 70-point scoring games from LeBron, because he was scoring in his second year of the NBA. He was scoring his first year, but he was legit NBA star by his second year. Had he been playing in Ohio and blasting the likes of Dayton and everything, he'd have had 100-point games in 40 minutes.
Another 80.
Yeah. When will he turn pro? No one knows, but he's dominating. 105 points. Nobody really takes it seriously, but you got to act like, oh, and by the way, I didn't know this. Pistol Pete only played 3 years in college.
Amazing.
So, dudes come out. When dudes are good, they come out. Caitlin Clark's got nothing to come out to, other than her parents. Why would you go to the WNBA to make $35,000 a year? She's in commercials now. Like, she's probably making more now being an NCAA star than she would in that miserable, what's she going to go play for, the Minnesota Lynx? Blech. I'd stay at Iowa another few years as a teacher and see if I could get some more eligibility to play basketball. She could make more money doing that. Anyway, it's all just ugh, anything. And here I am wandering my giant house with no kids in it, thinking Caitlin Clark's no good.
You know, you have a basketball coop, right? You can have a Caitlin Clark of your own.
Yeah, but that would require a child at the house, and that's awful.
Add another room.
Not only that, let me tell you this, Alicia. Not only do I not have kids in my house with multiple bedrooms, when my neighbors, before they bought the house, had their house for sale, when we saw families looking at it, we would stage domestic violence in the front yard to make sure that those people weren't comfortable in it until the homosexuals arrived, and then we celebrated. Why? No kids in the entire cul-de-sac. There are 10 bedrooms in our cul-de-sac, zero filled with children, and I just took great pride in saying that. 10 bedrooms, zero kids. One of the first questions I asked the gays after they bought the house was, you're not going to go off and adopt a Chinese kid like typical gays, are you? And they laughed and they said, zero kids ever. And I'm like, all right, we're building the gate around the cul-de-sac. This is it. It's a little compound of childlessness. Oh, it's fantastic. And my other neighbors, kind of away from us on the other side, their kids all graduated and moved away. Are they supposed to move out now? They just built that house. Same with the other guys across the street. Their kids just moved out. It's a bunch of people without kids. There's 19 bedrooms in a four-house span, zero children. This is spectacular, Alicia. Wow.
It's like Field of Dreams. Is this heaven?
It is. It's starting to turn into that. Now, we do have a family across the way has made two babies. They've got youngins. And then two people next to them that have to be in their early 100s. They have like a Model T in their driveway. I'm pretty sure they bought it new.
Original Miles.
It's the OM on that thing. That's another four bedrooms with no kids in it. We're pushing 30 bedrooms, no children. And that Mike guy, he and his wife, they got four bedrooms, no kids. We're pushing 30, boys. Let's keep it up. One family ruins it. And then two houses over on the other street, they've got two kids. So there's like four kids and like 40 bedrooms. This is a great area for Alicia to pay attention to. She's argued with me in the past about like having a car and why. And again, I think I might agree with her, but I just don't like the method to get there where people shouldn't be allowed to go into debt for a car. But again, who's gonna police that? You know, like how big a loan are you allowed to have? Or should you not have loans? But again, the business is like, if this person's willing to do it and we look at their records and say they can, why would a business say, we'll take your payments with an interest percentage on top of that, you dummy?
The reason why is lending money's big business.
Right, and she's a big protector of, you know, people can't be responsible on their own. Alicia and I go back and forth. She's a big one for thinking, well, obviously, people can't do that. Not everybody's got a ton of money. And she's not wrong, and she's kind of making my argument for me. Yeah, then you shouldn't buy something you can't afford. But if you do, there shouldn't be some regulation on that. Go ahead. Dig your own hole. That's not my fault. I don't know. Alicia. And then, people are emailing.
The numbers are up for people that have bought their car that can't afford it.
I just saw a very...
The repo numbers are up.
A harsh use of the C word for Alicia on my emails. It made me giggle very hard. I've only read the thing. It says, wow, it's weird to hear a Dem preach about a family home and family values when the Democratic Party and its followers have done nothing but destroy the family dynamic. See, here we go. Now we've gotten into the politics. Abortions, divorces, toxic feminism. It's what they're all about. Those three things alone have obliterated the American family dream. I'm canceling out her Biden vote. All right. Here we go. Here we go. It's March. A few months to go. Yeah, boy. Oh, boy, that's true, too. The Caitlin Clark thing. There was no three-point line when Pistol Pete played. That's true, too. That's all, too. So the best meme I saw about Caitlin Clark breaking the record, it was a tweet, and it said, Caitlin Clark sinks two free throws to break all-time scoring record in NCAA. And it said, wow, the record was one? that's a big, strong record to break. Yeah, that's true. There was no three-point line. All this is moot. There needs to be an all-time champion for the two-point, you know, that's garbage. The three-point line, that's silly. It's the same as I always argue. Babe Ruth is the all-time home run leader no matter what. Because I believe when he hit 60, he only played 130-something games. You've added like 30 games to the system and a bunch of arms that weren't in the, you know. It was a different game back then, but that dude popping 60, you give another 30 games to Babe Ruth, he's hitting 70-something. For sure.
Good chance, going into the tournament, based upon our average, she could throw another 300 points on by the end of this year.
All right. Good. Good for her.
Where's Jay Cutler?
Is there also some sort of recognition that you're being forced to like this? You know, the all-time leading high school scorer in 4 years, if you put up that kind of, wouldn't get this kind of fanfare. It's a lesser product.
I've never heard.
It's a lesser product. They all everybody pretends like it's all even up, but you know, does she lead? When two is the number for most dunks in a season, you're really kind of running a different ballgame over there. Anyway, I hope her family has a 5-bedroom house, lots of kids in it. It makes me laugh.
Somebody has a question about Alicia.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Well, not necessarily about Alicia, but you.
About me?
Yeah.
That's a good point, Andrew. Andrew's made a strong point. I may also, as offensive as this is, I may also agree with this. Hey, Holmberg, why would a liberal Jew cuck ever vote for Trump? This woman's an idiot. Yeah, it's true. Andrew, you're right. Doesn't she pay attention to the show? Also, no shot clock back when Pistol Pete played, so they used to ice the clock on him all the time, and he still managed
to go in the four corners.
Again, Pistol Pete's clearly the killer. Yeah, the four corners offensive, like it's going to be 12-10.
Yeah.
And Pistol Pete had all 10 points. So, good point. Everybody's winning and making good points. This guy says, why isn't she writing a letter to Devin Booker? He and many others have lots of homes, the mansions, in fact, and they're single. Because it's America and you can do what you want. You don't need to listen to people like Alicia, who wants Sleepy Joe to come out with some sort of a new rule. I don't even think Sleepy Joe would be for that. He's got a bunch of houses. Like, yeah, and no kids living in them. He just has his kids storing all their illegal documents there. It's okay.
She should and really coke start and writing else. Her party yeah. a little bit about yeah. owning houses.
Start getting on that. And start with the top. Because one of the reasons I don't have kids is so I don't end up with a hunter. And I'm keeping his illegal, like his guns and his documents and everything else at my house. Because I feel like, I have to love him. Yeah, he even kept coke at the White House yeah. once and nobody said anything. We caught him. And it was basically like, yeah, there was coke in the White House. Now, this will drive the libs nuts. But, yeah, there was coke in the White House. We know whose that was.
It was just random.
Look, when we used to have family parties, and we'd find drugs in the house, and Cousin Marty was there, we know who brought the drugs. Every time. Every family's got the druggie, and when drugs were found, everybody went, we know who did this. Everyone. And then you go to Marty, and of course, what's the druggie's first? That's not mine. Come on, dude. You're the only one on drugs.
Oh, well, then, okay. It yeah. must be.
No, man. I think
must
maybe
be Marcy's.
It was Marcy or me. He would always. And that's what a drug addict does. They blame the weakest one, the mother or the youngest boy. I think your son's doing it. And then, you know, my dad would be like, all right. And his mother, my Aunt Joan, would come by and, okay, are you, is that your pot? And I'm like, I'm not, I'll take a test. Said all fear-free non-drug users, give me the piss test. I'll do it right now. Invade my privacy. I'll piss in a bucket. You're going to find out this investigation needs to stop with one person, the druggie. But I that's mean, why I don't want kids. I don't want kids because their friends will come over, drop drugs off, then I got to worry my kids on drugs. I don't need that crap. I got 5 bedrooms in my house for things other than children. Good things. Got a porn room. I got a game room. I got a workout room. I got a guest room for you if you, but nobody's ever coming over. And a room for the dogs.
I mean, come you on. Could carbon date that coke, and it could go back to so many yeah. administrations. But,
oh, right. But it isn't. Yeah. It isn't. There are plenty of coke people in the White House. But when the president's like, it wasn't my son, you know whose it was. when the parent of the drug addict is saying it wasn't my kids, you know they already know it was. That's a parent's job to go out there and defend the criminal. I watch Dateline. I know how the parents behave. They always show up at the trial of the murderer who was covered in blood and had the head of the child in his truck. And they're like, no, he was set up. Parents don't believe ever that their kids do this stuff. I watched one yesterday where a dude lopped a kid's head off, stabbed a housekeeper in the neck in this town of like 8 people. And then like a few weeks later, somebody else ends up dead. They've never had a murder there ever. And then they can't, like, pin it on anybody because he found the kid through online gaming and just showed up at his house because he was pretending to be. And he found out, hey, this kid's got a lot of dough, and his dad's a doctor, his mom's a doctor. I'm going to head over there and chop him up. And he did. And then he didn't steal anything, which was weird. And then, like, a year later, he's in a bar, and a hot chick comes up and sits down. She goes, you're not my type. I need a bad boy. And he goes, I'm a bad boy. I killed a kid and a housekeeper once. He flat told her. And then
this is going to win her
they
over.
They cut to the trial. And the families, they're going, man, I don't think you did it. I think you always are wrong about your kids. Most likely, if your kid's on trial, he did it. That's just how I feel. The parents never, oh, no, he was set up. Like, how was he set up? He had the head in the car. If you've got a head in the car, your kid did it.
Somebody put that head there. He's been running with the wrong group.
Oh, for Christ's sake. He's the wrong group. They've been running with him.
It's one of them Gilbert goons.
Why did he tell the hooker that he killed a kid and a housekeeper?
They wanted to impress her.
You raised your kid wrong. If you think that's good, you know, pickup lines, your kid's an asshole anyway. You should probably be in jail for using that as a pickup line.
That's how I got your mom.
I remember talking to your mama at a bar, and she said she wanted a bad boy, so I confessed to a murder I didn't commit.
Is that right, Mom?
Yeah.
Turned out he was a liar and a bad boy.
He never really killed anyone. You still love him? I mean, what kind of pickup line is that? You're a lunatic anyway. But I watch a lot of Dateline NBC. Parents, your kids did it. The last thing I want is one running around my house, find a bag of cocaine and realize, oh no, let the lies begin. And then I'd have to believe my kid because I don't want to go to court and I'm just hoping against hope. I'm adding 2 bedrooms onto my house for no more kids. I'm just going to get a couple more bedrooms on there. I'm going to invite Alicia over, and I'm going to deck these bedrooms out. You know what? I might even have, like, a race car bed and, like, a name on a wall. This is what I would have named them if I had kids and, like, have a full kid's room and never put a kid in it. Like, the greatest kid's room of all time.
And you know what? 3 tiny houses in the backyard with nobody in.
Right. Totally decked out for kids. Toys. Like, also, I'm going to, but then they're going to think I'm a pedophile. Either way, Alicia, that's for you. So screw you. What a way to, great way to start my, my Monday. But Alicia can eat it. Says, this woman sounds like a liberal lunatic. Cha-ching Chavez indeed. And in my family, all the registered voter ballots come to my house. So all the five ballots that will come here are canceling her bitch-ass husband, probably a cuck. All their votes are gone.
You're going to vote this way. You're going to vote this way.
By the way, I'm kidding about him being a cuck. There's no way he's a cuck. That would mean someone would want to f*** his fat, unshaved liberal wife. I'll have to ask Alicia if she's unshaved. And I believe it's unshaven, but I'm not sure about that. Unshaved seems right here. Of course, a Trump person would misspell something along the way. Or,
your big unshaved Bigfoot bitch liberal wife. See, this is why I'm canceling your vote.
Anyway, that's how I started my Monday. With a chuckle. But also going to contact Aaron and start my plans for a new bedroom. I might just turn
that. Put one more on.
That new garage I just built into a giant playroom. Like a daycare center, an empty one. I'm going to call it Sid's Daycare, and it's just going to be glass. You can see in there, and it's just toys not being used. Little Sid's Daycare Center, that's what I'm calling it. That's funny in its own way. What if you were named Sid and you like had a desire to raise, like open a daycare? You couldn't name it after yourself. Wilson's Daycare is, I would hang out there all the time just laughing.
I think about the cartoon.
There was a Little Sid?
The Sids and Croft, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Something like that, yeah. Yeah. But Little Sid's is, that's a good daycare name. Especially if it's just a big glass wall and just empty. And there's
like a rapper.
Just a daycare person in there like, nobody's here. Well, it's Little Sid's. It's for the kids that would have been there. I didn't make it. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. Kick this Monday off proper. 585-9800, that's what you do. You tell us what you want, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now. 98
KUPD. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Morning sickness. Thank you, Mike and the Molotovs. And running away from a Monday as fast as we can. Try to get through this week quick. You got an email from a guy who says, I was at a pool party. It's my man Alex here. He's the one who wanted to know how long my lemons have been outside. Always. I was at a pool party. And it wasn't that cold, but the host was blasting country music and a lot of it. And a hot girl said, don't you just love country music? And I said, yeah, I love it. It's the best kind of music, in my opinion. And then I listened to some of the dumbest songs I've ever heard in my life. Man, are you right about country music? However, I did learn something that makes me like country music. If a hot girl loves dumb music, she's dumb enough to sleep with me. And that is true about country music. There is a certain truth to the idea that it probably has the most hot girls. Per capita, per, I don't know. You go to that country thunder and it's like, wow, there's a lot of, and that probably means they're not that bright. And that, of course, means that they'll make bad decisions. A lot of us are men who consider ourselves bad decisions. And I think that's the place to go. So, gentlemen, have at it. I understand. Wink at me if you're listening to country music. Like, don't worry about it. I don't like it either. But look in the passenger seat. I caught one.
Smoke show.
Here, let me real quick show you something. She's in the passenger seat. I caught one. Make a ram look like a large man. Show me your face. Anyway.
And she says, this song makes me cry.
I know that the girls on Channel 3 like country music because... Well, I can't blame them. I can't say that they're not that bright because I watched, evidently out there in Gilbert this weekend was the Scottish Games. And it's the 59th annual Scottish Games, and it's still at a park. So evidently, they're going to go until they go broke. So, much like the Scottish,
Highland Games.
The gross national product of Scotland is, they'll spend money on something and remain so stubborn about it, even if nobody likes it, that they'll do it for 59 years with zero profits. Just so the Scottish Games, for those of you who don't know, is dudes in kilts and showing off five different ways to throw rocks at stuff. That's essentially all it is.
And cabers.
That's a stick and a rock, I guess. Things you pick up to heave at the enemy, which is why Scotland needed England all of its entire existence to win a war. That's why they still love Braveheart, because they fought wars with throwing rocks at each other. So they go out there and they chuck big rocks and then little rocks and then big sticks and then spinning sticks with a rock on the end of it. And they don't have any modern weapons and they still think we want to watch them throw rocks. So they did this segment on the news and I started laughing, like, you know, a rock, a hammer, and a pole. Okay, get it. How much fun can I have watching multiple people throw rocks, hammers, and poles? And then they interviewed the guy and I started laughing because they had one dude out there and like, toast. The poor girl that was at this thing was like thrilled. She's in a kilt. She's playing along. And she's standing there talking to the guy who's in a kilt. And he's like in charge of it. She goes, why would people want to come out? We've got lots. And he tried the accent and then it went away and then it came back. But I'll do it with it. We've got lots of things to do. You can have the cable toss course, the athletic. You have the athletic stuff you can watch. And he says, authentic Scottish food, which, by the way, not a sell. Anything authentic Scottish and food related. I don't know why you'd say what you say is we have hot dogs and hamburgers because that's delicious. We have authentic Scottish food, which is usually blood pudding and entrails stuffed into entrails and not cooked. And then the last thing, which was great, and he kind of said it under his breath. We've got a car show out in the parking lot of Mini Coopers. Those are British, you dumbass. You're even oppressed at your own games. The one big draw to that thing is something British. You shut up. We're part of the kingdom. Yeah, but you've been fighting against it for thousands of years. You're oppressed by people you won't let go of. Then it got great because afterwards, Kylie Cruz, who hosts the show, goes,
oh, that sounds fun. Elena, great job out there. And speaking of the Scottish Games, St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
And I'm like, wow. Nobody understands that mud puddle's got no history.
We're the oldest country in the world. We've got no history.
It's riotously funny because then they shot to this thing where they were going to do, and she said something about the Celtic culture, which is a little hook into Scotland and Ireland together, but they're not exactly celebrating the same things. And then they showed all this food for St. Paddy's Day with that coming up and tied it to the Scottish Games. Laugh for 10 minutes. Due to my absolute disdain for the mud puddle known as Scotland. By the way, my mom...
The only thing Scottish I got, I watched a little bit of that documentary of the Sixes, the rugby teams in the UK. Yeah. They challenge each other. Yeah. Man.
But again, Scotland loses to England every year.
No, they got the number 10 guy, Finn Russell.
Well, that's right. We got something to stand on. And if you want to come meet Finn, he's a Mini Cooper. We can't have him. He's selling those on the side.
Mini Coopers. Can I be in charge of your stupid? My mom's side of the family is like 20% Scottish. The rest of them are just mutt. Like, that's the highest one. If I did my DNA test on my mom's side, it would be like Scott. And then the rest would be.
Jew.
Yes, thank you, Brett. Thanks for clearing that up real quick. But yeah, that. You're just leaning in and out of different types of Jew. Thank you, Brett. But can I be in charge of it? Because I would be the first one in the meeting to go,
all right, we got Minnie Cooper of Chandler that wants to help us out.
And I'm like, they're making fun of you. That's like when Brian Bosworth sold shirts that say, hate the Bos, and made all the money. Minnie Cooper is, have you seen Austin Powers? It's the most British thing you can have. It's so British that it had a British flag on its roof for years as part of the ways you know it's a true Mini Cooper.
That wasn't a British flag. That was a flag of the UK. You guys don't want to be part of that. Aye. But they're going to be out there. We're also going to have a tribute to the Beatles.
All right, stop with the Scottish Games, you morons. If the Scottish Games have British stuff at it, they're admitting something.
And come watch us throw rocks great distances. We heave rocks great distances. And that's getting you, oh, that's nothing. And then we have big giant guys take these sticks with rocks on the bottom of them and we spin and then throw them. Like the discus in the Olympics. No, it's nothing like that at all. No, it's exactly the same, except for a discus isn't on a stick. And then we have the ladies do it because we like to be inclusive. You have giant Scottish women spinning sticks. Well, you wouldn't even let them fight.
Hey, we do it off a marron.
Oh, Christ, here come the Braveheart references.
That's the greatest movie of all time.
You want to make a Scot mad, talk about how William Wallace was an idiot.
It was no idiot.
I'm like, what happened after William Wallace died?
Freedom!
No, that's what he screamed shortly thereafter. If you even watch the end of Braveheart, the last thing, freedom! And then Bruce, and he says, we fought hard years after the free, and then England won it all back in like a day. They got it all back. The end of Braveheart is sad because William Wallace died for nothing.
It was a good week.
They didn't have freedom at all. He pissed them off to the point where they got more oppressive. William Wallace was an asshole who ruined everything for decent Scottish people who just wanted to play by the rules and have some land. Occasionally let the king bang their wife. That was one of the rules they had to deal with. This dude was such an egomaniac and so jealous, he wouldn't even let the king f*** his wife just to avoid controversy and fighting. And they, all they did was throw rocks at the English. And they lost badly. And that dude had his guts torn out and spun all over the city. And even his best friend betrayed him because he realized this guy's an asshole. You got to stop him. They build statues to a dude who lost badly. Read about William Wallace. The dude lost badly.
Very educated, too. He wasn't smart. Much of a battle guy.
No, he was a booksman. He was seven languages. They try to tap into that a little in the movie, where he starts speaking French in front of the ladies who are talking French, thinking they're getting one by on him. And look, the dude was smooth. There's no question about it. But he was a terrible, terrible fighter who lost the entire country by himself to an already pissed off England, even to the point where 400 or 500 years later, the Scottish games in Gilbert still have Mini Coopers. The British still loom over them, even in Gilbert.
I looked if there was a Scottish car that could, you know, be in the category of the Mini.
It's called the horse.
The Hillman Imp. Or it could be the it could be LMP.
Hopefully the IMP. It's the worst looking car I've ever seen. It looks like a Scotsman.
It does.
We built a beauty here.
I just don't think there's that many running.
Now, I think that the human spirit all agrees on one thing. Rectangles. We love them. So we built a rectangle and stuffed a rectangle on top of it and then made rectangular things inside because rectangles are the most beautiful shape in all the world. I don't like those rounded edges.
Get in your helmet.
Get in your helmet, IMP. You've named the car the Imp. What have we done? No, people don't. There's no periods. It's the Hillman Imp. Why do we do things to ourselves that make us look even stupider?
I love the Scots because they keep thinking someday it's all going to turn around. Thousands of years of history.
And, you know, it wasn't too long ago they had a choice or a chance to vote. To be independent.
Sure.
And they're still.
Well, they did, and then they said, sorry about that. And they immediately had a revote. Oops, sorry, England.
Fine. We won't give you any more money.
What we've discovered is we love food and money. And without England, we have none of that.
the lady, the poor Channel 3, they put them in such a bad spot.
Why would people come out here?
Traditional Scottish food, rock throwing contest, Mini Coopers.
And I was like, the only reason to drive there is for the Mini Cooper display.
What are your plans for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I was waiting. Because after I thought, it would have been great if they had 5 seconds. They said, Elena, stretch.
So you guys going to do any green beer?
I'll kill you. I'm sorry. I'll kill you right now, kid. Get this little Asian lady away from me. Next thing you know, she'll start talking about how they invented golf.
Anyway, it was pretty funny, the Scottish games. Had me giggling. A lot. And kudos to Channel 3 for getting back on the ball with three girls in the room again. They had that very knowledgeable David Caltabiano in there for a long time. And the show wasn't nearly as interesting.
You're getting too smart.
It's getting too informational, this news. He had a couple dope moments, but, man, you get those three chicks in there. Holly Bach, hot as sin. She's doing the weather, occasionally talking. She's out there. Oh, Holly Bach. She was at a farmer's market, and she took a bite of a cinnamon donut. I'm telling you, even at 7:45, 8 in the morning when you're just barely awake, and Holly Bach takes a bite of a cinnamon donut and then looks in the camera and goes, I've got sugar lips. Oh, Jesus Christ. Rub those on your cans and give yourself sugar too, because I can't live like this.
Back to you, ladies. I've got sugar lips now.
That looks delicious. You're going to gain like 12 pounds this morning.
And they just cackle like girls at Postino's. And then
two dead babies were found in a pool in the bottom of...
Oh, my God.
Four are dead in a head-on collision. When we come back, let's take a look at what they're doing at Postino's. They got new bruschettas.
Is she the one asked them about St. Patty's Day?
Yeah. No, Holly Bach wasn't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if she Holly gets just, past, she's a smoke show. She's
they said,
right.
Oh, she can, yeah, she can, I don't care what she says. She likes country music and gets sugar lips on TV. That's good. That's good for ratings. Their transitions. I don't know who's, and
I don't know how she even, you know, she came from El Paso.
She's from ASU, so she went to El Paso to get a job.
That's what I'm saying. Her first news job, El Paso.
She jammed over here. I don't know who didn't hire her here right out of college. That was dumb.
Yeah.
She had to cut her teeth in El Paso.
Hopefully they lost their job.
Gave her a new job here, getting sugar lips on TV, telling me it's going to be 80. Of course it is. It's March in Arizona. It's the easiest job in the world. I fixed this show so many times because I wake up and I turn it on for the laughs. And if you're not watching it, you have to. It's hilarious. They're so dopey. And then every trend. Now, I'm going to fix another thing. Because for a while there, they tried this thing called the table talk. Well, they tried to be like one of those talk shows with women just sitting around a table talking about today's events. You're the news. You're already table talk. You're sitting behind a desk and you give us the stories. And now the two that went over, they woke up at 3:30 on a Saturday and got handed the story. Then they make them go sit at a table and give opinions back and forth. The two of them had no opinions about anything that was going on. That's the segment's got to end. Within a couple weeks, that was over. The new thing we need is a segment producer. We can't butt up against dead people on the freeway with the latest bruschettas at Postino. You got to have a buffer in there. You got to have something. Do the weather. You got to have something in between. And even don't do the weather if Holly Bach's out at like a fun thing. You know, and then you can't do a terrible traffic accident that clogged up a freeway for all night and then have Holly Bach try to encourage me to drive to Gilbert to watch her get sugar lips. Although that's impressive, you just scared me to drive. You got to have something in between there. Babies drowning in pools, people getting shot, and car wrecks. They love all of them. You can't jump right into the food thing next. You can't go, all right, let's try some pizza from this place called Crust. It's like, no, you can't. I can't be that sad and then hungry. You got to do something in between. Do something.
Come on,
about,
John. You've been doing it for years.
What, me?
The news coverage and formula.
And I have fixed this news several times. I've had people email me and say, the producers of the show, we listened to the thing and we've actually, and I'm like, all right, let me do another. Because you've been pretty good. You've had that boy on there and David Caltabiano. Do a story about Israel and Gaza in between the car crash that killed three over there in the 202 and then Holly Bach getting sugar lips. Give me something international.
Feel good.
No, something international. I don't need to feel good. I just need something that's kind of like, nothing I can do about that. And it's so far away. Make me feel less.
Like the Scottish Games?
Yes.
I mean, that would be a nice, you know, just like,
you can't
who cares right in the middle?
Yeah, but you can't. That's still too close to home. I need an international nothing story that makes me go, well, that's the world. And then make me feel okay. You can't kill three people within a mile of my house on the news and then go right into like, come travel and see this. Give me something in between that's so far away, like Putin. Just talk about Putin for a minute. You guys don't have to know anything. And then move on to something else. These you're butting up food recipes with three dead bodies. And you can't do it as a teaser. Three dead on the 202, head-on collision, terrible. Hey, when we come back, we're going to go over to Crust and see what their new selections are. Okay. And the worst thing you can do is that Sunday sweetheart off of a death. They've learned on that one. They do the weather, and then they get into the puppy of the week. Don't show me a puppy after people are dead.
She even kind of does it in her little bio thing. It says, Holly, while in El Paso, Holly covered a wide range of stories. Some of her most memorable coverage includes August 3rd, Walmart mass shooting, and presidential visits.
I covered the Walmart shooting, and I went to Crust for their new, they've got new pizzas. You can't just, you got it. They butt him up wrong. But man, oh man, is it funny. And you have to stop the one from cackling. There's one that cackles. Every time there's a funny story, she can't stop cackling. She's the dark-haired one. Oh, that show.
I've got sugar lips. Back to you guys.
Like, holy smokes. I can't take that.
It was the highest ratings that morning.
Oh, there was no question that people paused and rewound that. Did she just say she has sugar? Oh, no, sugar lips. It may be better.
Not these broads?
That's one of them's not there anymore. They have, oh, okay. That was when the one got pregnant. The one on the right's still there. Holly's in the middle. And then that other one is, I forget her name. It's Robinson, something Robinson. She's good, but she doesn't get up early on the weekends. Mm. Yeah, just keep feeding Holly Bach stuff. They should have a segment called Holly Bach will eat it, and then just give her cylindrical items because the woman is good at eating on TV. They love that stuff.
Here I'm going to eat a donut. It's going to make my mouth messy. Mm.
It's too early for this. And then she went out and they made her eat a avocado toast, but it was the size of my foot. It was huge. And she's like, it's all just one big, it's so big. And if you're not paying attention, she goes, it's so big, I don't know if I can get it in my mouth. I'm like, oh my God, did I just, I'm going to close my eyes and watch the weather.
It's so big, I don't think I can get the whole thing in my mouth. Ladies, watch.
And then she makes somebody hold the mic while she crams something in her mouth and telling me I'm supposed to keep it classy. That's you guys. You're the ones making all the dirty. Why can't it all be like Ian Schwartz? He doesn't make me think dirty thoughts during the weather. He can eat whatever he wants. He can swallow a whole kielbasa right in front of everybody, and I'd be fine. Like, there you go. It's going to be 80 today. Not Holly with her sugar lips. If Ian Schwartz looked at the TV and went, I got sugar lips, I'd turn it. You make me stick around for the next weather report when your weather lady gets sugar lips that well. Ian was the host of the Arizona Pet Project gala I went to on Saturday night, which was awesome. Great stuff. Good time. They raised a ton of money for this thing, which is even better. It's for pet charities and unbelievable. And Leanna Taylor was, she's the CEO of the whole shebang. Pretty awesome deal. And all the people represented were amazing. We had a good group of people. I got to say thanks to Dan from Creative Environments because midway through I said, look, you people at this table were brought to be big bidders. We brought out some heavy hitters. So we need you to start putting that paddle in the air when it's time for donations. And I think Dan lost his company Saturday night because the dude just threw it up and won a trip to Belize, which was even better. He won the raffle, which is incredible. So thanks to everybody who showed up, and it was pretty awesome. Even the Stebbings family who was with me, I tried to force them into some more donations, but evidently time a little tight for Mark. He got up to a nice number, but clearly blown out of the water by the rest of the table of donors. That was great. It was a good time. And just say thanks to everybody. And the whole day didn't start well, even though Ian Schwartz was a good host. The whole day didn't start well because Saturday at about 8 in the morning, I got a call. And it's Megan, and she's off to her work thing. And she texts me or calls me and says,
I'm rear-ended someone.
Uh-oh. Is it bad?
Ow.
I'm like, oh, no, that's not a good thing.
Ow.
Uh-oh, it's getting worse.
Like,
it's bad. All right, how fast are we going?
I was making a right turn off the freeway, and I thought the car in front of me had already gone, but it hadn't.
I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I understand that.
So it wasn't much.
So he sends me a picture. It's not a lot of damage. I contact Shane Orlando. I'm like, what's this look like? And he goes, it could be this, that, and the other. The guy who got plunked, I took care of all this. Text me. I don't even know if this is legal. He texts me and he goes, I don't even know if I'm getting this thing fixed, to be honest with you. He said, but if I do, how about we just do a cash settlement? I'm like, I like those. I like that. We came up with a number. I Apple paid the dude. I even wrote in the text. I'm like, so once this is cleared, this whole thing is put to rest. We don't need to worry about it ever again, correct? That was my legalese.
Oh, yeah.
Making him agree to it. And he's like, absolutely, all done. I'm like, done. Apple paid it. Fastest agreement ever. It happened right there on the side of the road. It would have been better. I got it. Within 3 hours, the whole incident is behind us. Isn't it beautiful, America?
Megan, I negotiated terms.
I told her, I'm like, look, you cost me a few bucks today that I didn't expect to. I want you to feel really guilty for the rest of the your life, pretty much. I think that's it. I think you had to carry this guilt forever, and that means better.
I hope no one starts to talk about my incident this morning. It might make me cry.
Like, why?
I get so riled up. I'm always so careful.
Yeah, right. Bashing into cars is... And I've told her, worst driver, top five worst driver on the planet. Asian ladies, you're Mario Andretti compared to this woman. So the fact she's not in a wreck, the fact she's not in a wreck every day shocks me. Some of the worst driving I've ever seen. She's always like,
I'm a good driver.
I'm like, you and Rain Man. The only people who say that are bad drivers. If you have to shout you're a good driver, you know you're not very good at it. Terrible driver. It's amazing she's not crushed in a car on a daily basis from one of her stupid moves. She rides the right side of every lane. I won't ride with her. Thank God I've got nowhere to go with her. I won't ride with her.
I'm co-piloting right now with Kirby. She's got her permit.
I'd rather ride with Kirby.
And I put out my, act like I got my imaginary checklist thing over, like, checking off stuff. Well, that one, at turn again, your turns are wide. You would have taken out the car in the other lane.
She's drifting off into oncoming traffic to make a right.
Yeah, we're just doing neighborhood driving
right now. Smart, yeah. Got to keep it tight.
Nothing on the road.
She got her permit?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's ready to roll.
Yeah, she wants to drive every day.
Good.
Can we practice?
And you should. Yeah.
I said, well, let me make sure I'm an empty stomach.
Yeah, my dad rode with me one time and made me so nervous that I forgot what a lagging left turn was, and I drifted out into the middle of the intersection on a red light. What the hell are you doing? I'm like, huh? You're going to make a left. The light is red, you idiot. Back up. Get out. And I had to, and right there at the thing we did a Chinese fire drill. I'm not riding with you ever again. You almost got us killed. Extension and baseline. I'll never forget it. I was making a left. And I'm like, you just drift out, John. You just drift out a little bit. Wait for oncoming. All those other cars were stopped. Just wait for them to go. Everybody, what the are you doing? I'm like, huh? Then I realized what I'd done, and I started to cry. It was bad.
I think my dad said Jesus Christ more than is posted in the Bible. I mean, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
The two times my dad rode with me trying to teach me driving skills, both ended with me in tears. 16, 17 years old. 16 was the one time he wanted to ride with me, and he was just white knuckle from the, he made me so nervous, white knuckle from the driveway to getting out of the car at Extension. And I lived on Extension in Guadalupe. We made it almost a block before he made me get out and he took over because I almost killed us. And then the next time, teach me to drive a stick shift at the parking lot at Dobson on a Sunday. And he was losing his mind because I didn't know how to do it. So you got to expect a few
and
couple of stalls. I'm brand goddamn new. This whole concept is foreign. The left foot's involved. What's going on? Ah, you're wrecking the clutch. I'm like, we got the car yesterday. If it can't withstand three or four of these, it's a bad car. Yeah, get out. Get out. I'm like, what? Then he'd drive us home. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go back. I'm like, all right. We go back to that parking lot. There's hills. I'm on the hill. Tiny hill.
Gliding
like,
back.
And I'm going back. I'm like, I don't get it. God, what the f***? Get out. Get out.
Hit the brake.
That's it. I'm like, Dad, I can't hit anything. It's a wide open parking lot. I don't get this mother f***. Stupid. Everybody can drive a stick shift. Right, but they have to learn how. Did you ever? And then the best part was I almost got smacked, too, because we got to Alma School in Guadalupe. I'm crying. You're crying. Jesus Christ. We get to Alma School in Guadalupe, and he hasn't driven a stick in years either. It's Ford Bronco, too. I don't know why we bought that thing. He gets into first, stalls it at the light, and I'm like, shut up. And then you just hear, and he gets it back in there and starts it up, and we go again. But he was terrible at it too. Oh, he lost his mind. He's not a teacher. My dad's not. There's zero patience involved.
I didn't panic when we were in the wrong lane.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
In neighborhood, yeah. It's a split street. You know, yeah. Where you can have it's directions going opposite way. She made a wide turn. Yeah. All right. We're going the opposite direction right now, Kirby. You're in the wrong.
Yeah. You're in England. You're celebrating the British.
Oh. Ow.
It's a it's a very strange thing. And again, the reason I got a lot of bedrooms and no kids is they'll never have to deal with that. Once you start smashing it. I already got one terrible driver in the house. And I mean terrible. I'd rather ride around with blindfolded Kirby than a lot of miles with Megan. The only time I'm ever really in the car with her and she's driving, I'm either drunk, and it's a good move, or I don't know what's happened. I've had a broken leg or something. Most of the time, it's just drunk. I'm trying to think of any other reason for me to be in the car while she's driving, and there is none.
I'm going to stare at my phone. I'm going to stare at my phone.
I have a lot of Dan Holmberg's anxiety when it comes to being the passenger. If my eyes were plucked out by falcons in the backyard, I would still probably rather drive to the hospital than have her drive me. Because, especially in a stressful situation, it's already bad enough. My eyes have been plucked out. Now we're going to add in fender bender on top of it all. The good
news is, I'll drive.
The good news is she doesn't drive fast enough to ever be in a terrible accident. Most of the time it's just little. You saw, I had that video of her driving me home when I had my leg surgery. And we're on the freeway and I filmed the speedometer at steady 47. and then out the window, the driver's cars just blazing by.
People at Sun City were honking.
Oh, people. We got passed by a golf cart.
Well, he's going crazy.
Like, no, you're crazy. You're going 12. But the good news is she can't be in a horrible accident because she just never goes fast enough to be in a bad one. But my God, it's just dreadful. Just dreadful. Then I watched last night I watched a special on, I will say this. Now, I am, like you guys know, unless your name is Alicia, I don't like politics at all. Either side. I don't know how anybody joins either side. I think they're both nuts. But one thing that's keeping me from ever even attempting to like the liberal left is their absolute obsession with homosexuality. It's okay to be, you know, welcoming and stuff. I watched a special last night about, I think it was on CNN or something, it was online, so I think they were the first to produce it. They're thrilled because two researchers in Maui watched two male humpback whales bone it out. And they're like, it's the most exciting thing we could ever imagine is there's gay whales.
Sounds exciting.
Why is that? I'm all inclusive and stuff, but the last thing I want to do is stumble across two dudes, let alone gigantic ones. So yeah, they got really excited about it. They captured the humpback whales engaging in gay sexual activity for the first time known to man.
What is that?
We got twink whales.
Twink whales.
Jesus.
But it was a celebration, and I'm like, why? Why are two gay whales? Why are we celebrating that? Now, if there's two female whales and they start scissoring, I think I do want to see that. I think that is something I would actually consider fun. But watching a giant whale wiener find the anus of another whale, and I think that's what they do. I think it's the same principle. And the other whale is cool with it. That's not exciting. That's the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. But they said the behavior of the humpbacks fascinated scientists for decades, but a study published this week features the first photos of species having penetrative sex, and they are the same gender. Marine biologist Stephanie Stack and the two photographers captured the encounter. The discovery was opportunistic. It was rude. Just turn your heads.
It wasn't one with a doctor whale doing a check.
You think they were playing a... They don't have thumbs, so maybe it was a prostate check of another whale, and that's the only way they can do it. Yeah, they said the whales range from 12 to 16 meters, like 30 feet or so, circled the vessel several times. The healthier whale, the other one had a big tarvy issue, started to pursue the less healthy one, and after around a half an hour. So they stared at him for a half an hour thinking, you think they're going to f***? No, there's two dudes. No way. Let's watch more. After 30 minutes, the healthy whale held the less healthy whale in place with its pectoral fins, and sex took place. That may have also been a rape. They didn't mention that once. They don't know if it would be. The one thing that they said towards the end there was they're not sure if two healthy males would ever do this.
It's a dominant thing.
Right.
Two healthy males wouldn't do this?
Right, they said two healthy whale males, male whales. Whale males? Male whale.
Well, they got
male
special whales. Needs male whales then to do this or what? Yeah, is that what they're getting at?
Yeah, it was the Nathan Sutherland of whales. He took advantage of a very sick whale. But that's what happens when one whale's sick, other whales
dominate it.
Yes, but they were thrilled. And the photos are out. Yeah. They said that they're pretty sure there's been gay whales for a long time. It's not they've seen the behavior, mating patterns of two, like they know what a mating ritual is between whales, and then sometimes they'll see it start between two dudes, but they've never actually seen
penetration.
A dude
before.
Rosebud another whale.
A whale rosebud? Oh.
How big would that be?
Oh my God.
It'd be like a Mini Cooper. So, yeah, they threw this big party on the boat when they got the pictures, and I'm like, you just watch whale rape. And you guys are acting like it's a scientific breakthrough.
Imagine the penetration going on that ship afterwards.
I can only imagine. Fox News will not be celebrating the exact same way. But the CNN special, it was actually it was BBC, but through CNN, I think. They had a, maybe they just borrowed it or something, but they had a, they were just thrilled about it. Just thrilled about it. It happened in Hawaii.
Eh, the Rainbow State.
Yeah, you know, they got rainbows all over. Maybe that was a thing. The Rainbow Warriors. Yeah, give me two females scissoring, and then I'll start buying into, you know, there's also gay whales. This may have just been, you know, I'm sure there's an
is there like, you know, you have the aggressive male, the bigger male. Is there a bull dyke out there in the whale?
Yeah, a bull whale dyke. Yeah. I think so. I think that's probably a thing. But they don't, to get aggressive, you got to spin the other one over. The pectoral has to hold her in a different way, and I think you just perform oral. That would be a sight to behold, that. Yeah, if the other whale turned around, if the sick whale turned around and opened its big gob, started to give whale fellatio. I'd watch that. I'd watch that for hours. I'd watch that for hours of my life, laughing the entire time and also thinking to myself, what the f*** is going on? We got too many cameras on the planet to have seen that. This guy says they're not humpback whales, they're brokeback whales. That's true. It's a brokeback whale. But celebrating it like it justifies that behavior. It could have been a horrible rape. I'm sure in all the whales in all the sea, there's a few of them are assholes. And a few like criminal behavior whales. They probably have some social standards that they've set down there in Whale Town. They and celebrate. One of a guy broke it and raped another whale. And there the humans are with cameras acting like it's, you know, like there's gay bars down there. We don't know what's going on. But it's... That was a rape you guys watched. Whale Rape, good band name. It's not bad. I think it's a little off-putting. Like, you better have some good songs. Give me a good riff if you're Whale Rape. The Brokeback Whale is funny. But, yeah, celebrating that was awfully strange to me. Because I'm not that type of person that thinks, I'm all for you doing whatever you want. But, I don't know. Website had a little story. This wasn't a video. A story called The Coconut Rule. And they have a list of what men can send. This is like a time for reality, ladies. This is what a man wants from a woman. Like, you guys keep saying what you want us to be. Here's what we want. A good woman will lose weight after pregnancy. This is a list. I didn't put this together. This is the list put together.
I agree.
Right. A good woman has a low body count, dresses modestly. Like, doesn't flaunt it, doesn't flash, doesn't dress like a whore.
Okay.
Right. Pretty basic one here. Oh, size, dress must be a size 12 or lower.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Right, absolutely.
Waist to hip ratio can be no bigger than 0.7. Now, I don't know how to measure that out, but, like, you know, you can't have a crazy difference waist to hip, although that is a thing. No unaddressed trauma. That's a good one. Balanced pH levels. That means their skin is good and hair's nice. Reasonably sized forehead.
Yeah, you don't want a 5 head.
You don't want a 5 head. Yeah. That's true. Doesn't necessarily have to do it all the time, but can cook and clean. Wow. No stretch marks and is very open to labioplasty.
Are you sure you didn't write this?
I have that. I wouldn't want that. Look, if I meet
that's
a girl
number
who,
7 on the list.
If I meet a girl who needs labiaplasty, it's off.
That's a top tenner.
Has low iron levels. I don't know why that would be something we're concerned about, but it's on
want
the list.
Want them pale?
Can spell coconut with her waist. Now, that's a sex thing that I've never even thought about. But, ladies, next time you're on your guy, try that. Grind out the word coconut. Yeah, think about how awesome that might be.
Wow, all right.
She can spell coconut with her waist. Now, I don't know if you put her to the test before any sort of sexual activity and just have her stand in the parking lot and do it. She'd look a little crazy. Not a feminist and not moody during her periods. This is one that you'd think that I did write this. Doesn't believe in star signs. You're starting to talk my language. But I think it's just appealing to all men. Doesn't nag, but is a good communicator. Accepts her body hair, which is a thing that I'm not sure.
Wait.
Yeah, I think that means more just in the center area. Like she embraces it. Doesn't necessarily grow it out like it's crazy. But,
like
you know,
70s type?
No, 70s, and that's too much of an acceptance of that. All but right. Understands it's there and does stuff with it. I think that just basically means maintains. Understands that it's part of it.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Well, the thing about that, and I agree with that, but back in the days when that first started, if you were ever, you should know, an Italian girl can't get rid of it. It's like Homer Simpson's beard. She can shave it an hour later.
There'll be a little bit of a sideburn.
It's still. Like kissing an uncle.
If they made Roundup, I'd...
right. Oh, yeah. No, if you could do, if you could do some weed removal.
Too many lawsuits.
Sure, but then they wax, and an Italian woman or a woman like that, we just keep using them as the example, has like a breakout because of it, because you're pulling out some serious redwood spikes in that. You know, understand your situation. Not all of you are built for the teardown, the wood floors. Some of you need a nice... fro rug. Some of you have some Berber. Occasionally, the ladies with the shag have to recognize that that's more like a lawn and you got to mow it down a little bit. You can't get rid of it because that wrecks everything. But spell coconut with your waist. That was an interesting one. And do it while singing My Coconuts and you might really have something great. Of course, it was a Reddit thing that got crazy and then it turned into a real deal. The low blood iron thing was the biggest one.
That's like out of the blue. That's weird.
A lady commented, I had low iron levels and I fainted a lot due to that. I don't know why a man would expect that. Well, maybe Nathan Sutherland was interviewed. Yeah. Another guy added one. He said, on a first date, is it reasonable to ask, how are your areolas? Yes. The answer is yes. Do you have... obscenely large areolas, because we could stop here if that's the case. That is a deal breaker. The big, giant areolas are a deal breaker. You got the whistle going. That was you. That made my ear tingle. That's Brady. Oh, yeah, you have it. It's. We had one on Friday. You don't hear it. It's only occasional, but without the music in the background, you'll hear it. Trust me, it's there. I got to keep an eye on it. I'll get emails from everybody. They listen without the background music. Sorry. And no nose whistles from ladies as well. Maybe you cleared it in the one pop, but it was there. It made my tooth hurt. You gave me a zinger. But yeah, so that's it, ladies. That's what we have. And ladies put together those lists for men. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We'd like to know. I think if a lady list came out about us and things we could do, what we want. Okay. I like that. We're always getting that. Go to therapy and have your therapist tell you it's all about a man doing everything wrong and what a woman really wants. We never get our side heard.
Your side's stupid.
If we ever said that to you in a couples therapy session, you guys would kill us. Well, that's stupid. You want me to want to take out the trash. That's dumb.
Nobody wants to do it.
But I want you to want to.
Oh, Christ.
Here
we go.
You want me to lie to you is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what you learn. Oh, okay, I have to act like I'm doing what she wants, even though I hate it. Because we have to sit back and eat that garbage. But when we say, I want you to be able to spell coconut with your waist, you argue.
Why is that so important?
I don't know.
Why do you care about?
Why is it so bad?
Is that all you want from me?
Yeah.
Are we in a safe place?
Now.
Are we in a safe place right now?
Yeah.
It's really your only job. You keep up with that, you're going to have a happy camper. Otherwise, you're going to be a mopey weirdo wandering around the house all the time. Spell coconut with your waist. Not so bad. That's reasonable. And be open to labiaplasty. Because, you know, you have to be the one that admits it. A guy can't tell you. You know what you need. Could you imagine trying to go home and tell your wife that? Yeah, I've been noticing some stuff. And here's some pamphlets. I picked them up today at the urgent care.
Man, that's not a what would Brady do.
How do I tell my wife? She needs labiaplasty. You don't. You tell your wife you're moving on, I think. She's got to be open to it. That's all. An open discussion. I've been noticing a lot of excess skin on your Hey, that Ali Bach has those sugar lips. Speaking of, I don't know how to put it to you. I don't know what to tell you, but that big Montana's starting to poke out a little bit, a lot of it.
It could be a skin cap, a swim cap on me.
Right, yeah. If we were going swimming, I would actually, if you were in bed and there was a ski cap thing or whatever that is for your hat, and it was laying next to your exposed vagina, I might grab the wrong thing and start tugging. Like, hang on. Oh, that's the shower cap, the wrong one.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we should maybe just be open to labiaplasty. Here, I'm going to turn the fan on, and you tell me if we need labiaplasty or not. All right, ready? All right, it's up to you. It's up to you. I just want you to be open. This is a good question. Do you have areolas the size of lily pads?
Wow.
I'm sorry, ladies, if you've got giant areola, but that is something we have to get over. Same with men. If a man has giant areola, it's weird. You had a dude with pepperoni sitting on his chest.
Noticeable.
Way too large. It's like when Dr. Evil had that white shirt on and everybody laughed because his areolas were huge. So consider it labiaplasty. Spell coconut with your hips. That's a big one. I don't understand the low iron. I think it just keeps them sedated a little bit. They're a little bit weak.
Yeah,
they're
it's
a little
weird.
Weak. I guess high iron makes
it
kind of aggressive. Low iron isn't necessarily bad, but like really low iron is. But if you have a little bit, like you can't have high iron levels because I guess you get like too much aggression. I guess.
Is that what it is?
I assume you'd be too energetic and probably just annoying. You'd talk a lot.
Oh, screw that.
Yeah. Low iron. And the hip ratio, waist to hip ratio, that's one. Kind of like, I don't know.
0.7 seems very
it's a tight grab. Well, no, that's not your hips though. Your ass is different than your hips. You can have a nice ass and tiny hips. It can't go from like your, I think what they're trying to say is your stomach can't exceed it. So then you start getting into hip.
What, bigger than your hips?
Waist. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's what I mean. So it's like that has to be at least even for the most part with hopefully a little bit of a turn. Because you can have a great athletic butt and a hip-waist ratio that isn't that much.
Yeah.
I mean, fastback, why are we even putting a list out? If she's got a fastback.
Out.
I mean,
that's number one.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No fastback. Don't pass go.
I don't care if you can spell coconut with your waist at all. Now, I wonder how many ladies are in their house right now whipping their hips around a little bit. Going, C-O-C-O-C-O-N. Capital N or... Yeah, I want it in all caps. See, oh, the only one that the T changed. That's a big finish. That's a strong finish. And if you're left-handed, you're going to start with a cross and then drop down the center. That's pretty good, too. Spell coconut with your hips. Give that a try. Get back to me. All you people about to start off your Monday with a little action, tell your wife, hey, spell coconut with your hips. I read about this. And see if she gets anything out of it. See, oh. C-O. Yeah, and capital N. Capital N on that. Trying to picture how cool that might look. And if you're really good at it, do it in cursive. Wow. Holly Bach could do it. She's got sugar lips. Do you have it going? I thought you played something.
No.
The other thing. All right. 7:19. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? Ladies, this is just a list. I didn't put it together. But it's time we all ended the star
sense. With it.
And every guy in the history of guys that's worth his... Ian Schwartz has said, if there's a lot of iron, that means she's a guzzler. Thank you. That's from a news person, so we know it's true. She needs more iron. Now I get it. It's my job to give it to her. These people who put lists together are jerks. Thanks, Ian. That's brilliant. I like that a lot. Anyway. Or, like Scott Haynes says, low iron means it's easily accessible for a shorter girl to iron your clothes. The low iron. I see what we're doing there. Oh, okay. Yeah, keep the iron on the lower so she doesn't have to ask you to help her get it.
It's on the top shelf.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got to keep that low iron. Now I get it. Either that or it's a guzzler. We want both of the low irons. What do you got over there, Bert?
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. It's March. We got new specials going on over there. All Action branded outwear is buy one, get one free. All winter goods. I mean, because you can still head up north there and take advantage of this. 20% off, and all snow goggles are 25% off. Plus, they got all the rentals and everything you're going to need up there to get you taken care of this season. So, actionrideshop.com, or just go visit them over there on Gilbert Road in Southern.
Easy.
So, Madness Our House going out to Alicia from her email this morning. Alice in Chains, Hatebreed, Machine Head, Mudvayne, The Hunger, Ozzy, Seven Dust, Fear Factory, Killswitch Engage, Mastodon, Clutch, Dropkick Murphy shipping up to Boston for the Scottish game since that broad couldn't get it straight, Soil and Metallica.
All right. Scottish game shipping.
Well, she was complaining about it.
I think that's great.
And speaking of the Scottish game, St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
Oh, no.
Should we do that in her honor?
I think so. That's a good one. And St. Paddy's Day is right around the corner. So to you Scots out there. Hey, Ian, I learned that from your Channel 3 group. Saturday morning. Scottish games right into St. Paddy's Day fair. There's a reason you're working weekends at 7 a.m. It's shipping off to Boston. Good stuff here from the Dropkick Murphys. And then we're going to end up playing this again on the 17th. Is that on a weekend this year?
It's on a Sunday.
Is it? Oh, thank God.
We're not here. Yeah.
That's one of my least favorite holidays in the world.
Make sure.
Bunch of drunk Irishmen running
it's
around.
It's bad New Year's Eve, if there's some such a thing.
Yeah, so they'll do it the weekend before.
It's usually
Sunday the 17th.
It's the bar's cheapest beer that they can't sell, just splattered with green.
And then 2 days later, they still got a keg of it. Yeah. And they're like, here's your green beer. I'm like, bro.
It's a gross. Come on. Selling it for 45 cents. Mm-hmm. Like, no. I got to drink it, but it tastes terrible. Yeah, it's like natty green. I'm like, no, don't do that to me. That's my least favorite holiday. By a lot.
It's out of control now.
K-U-P-D. Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98 K-U-P-D.
Monday morning cruising right along. Let's just keep going, shall we? Although somebody did make a good point here. That somebody is me. I was just talking to Ian Schwartz, and he was talking about coconut and how it would work to spell coconut with your hips. And it got me thinking that had to be how Helen Keller had sex, because she had to do all that stuff with her hands. By the way, I still want to be the proponent to let everybody know Helen Keller wasn't real. It's not a real thing.
I heard some guy.
I've had this theory for a while. It's not my theory. It's something I've believed for a long time. It's catching massive amounts of fire, and it makes more. It makes more sense that Helen Keller isn't real than that the Bible can be argued. We've been thousands of years trying to figure out what's real and what's wrong at the Bible. Helen Keller is less believable than anything in the Bible.
The bus shuttle to the WM Open, guys about two rows in back of me, a guy was giving him the synopsis. There's no way she wrote those books.
She didn't write any books. She didn't write a book.
Yeah.
Not even close. Do I believe Helen Keller existed? Yes. When she was six, they taught her, she first started in with the hand talk. She published her first book at 11. Come on. First 6 years, banging into walls, screaming for Wawa. Somebody teaches you some hand words. A couple of them. Recipe. She's writing books by 11. Come on. A book. Not even like Wawa is good. Not that her book was like published by a college. She was like 6 degrees. Everything that was given was because. And books. And she trapped. Stop it. Again, the theory just as simple as it's as simple as I don't know how I got started on this thinking of Helen Keller grinding out coconut like the way she used to spell into hands. Look, I blindfold Brady right now, and I can tell him you're at the end of the page while he's typing, and he'd still go past it. You can't be blind and deaf and work a typewriter right. Can't do it. Bull to Helen Keller all the way around. Didn't happen.
And another thing. One more thing. Well, I'm at it. Mad Dog on Helen Keller. How come this system doesn't apply to anybody else? I beg of you. Where are the blind deaf people that have the Keller system in place that kicks ass, that can teach a six-year-old to write a book in 5 years? Brady, you remember Kirby when she was six, fully sighted and could hear. No way that 5 years to a published book by Columbia.
There still would have been a pretty good chance of over 2,000 references to Wawa.
Right, if she wrote it.
Yeah.
The trials and tribulations of being blind and you're 11. You're not. Stop it. It's time we all stop the bull that is Helen Keller's story. Never happened. Fakest thing that's ever been on the planet. A la the Flying Spaghetti Monster, Jesus, the Mormons. None of you guys hold a candle to the farce that is the Helen Keller read.
Made for a lot of jokes. A
lot of great
funny jokes.
That's why, and that's my theory, is that's why her story lives on. Without her, from second grade to sixth grade, you got no basis for comedy. And she's a reference that doesn't die. Nobody ever says, I don't know who that is. She's before my time. I wasn't born. Look, everybody's made Helen Keller jokes, and sometimes they're hilarious, even still. Like, you'll get thrown over the cliff with a Helen Keller you haven't heard. It'll be pretty good. She couldn't even handwrite a book. She doesn't know when the paper's over. Unless you put, like, parameters on there, banging her hands up against the sides, how does she then know where the next line is? Horse. Sorry, I'm angry about this.
Stop.
But I just put my palm out like I'm feeding a horse and have her write coconut in my hand with her thing, see if she's valuable or not. Did she have kids? Did somebody nail that?
I think she got married. I don't
Did
know about
she?
The kids.
What a weirdo. That dude's worse than Nathan Sutherland. For no reason, Damon says, you know, Helen Keller was immune to flashbangs. That's true. She couldn't, cops couldn't get her to, if she was barricaded up and they tried to flashbang her out, nothing would happen. And by the way, most of the time, she was barricaded up. Couldn't let her loose. She'd walk right into traffic. And that was when cars first started. Helen Keller, the farce must end. Sorry. But spell coconut in your hand. And the best reference to do is to say, you know, like Helen Keller used to spell words, only using your big V. And pretend my wiener is Ann Sullivan's palm. And get on there, miracle worker, and get to grinding.
Millionaire, yeah. Ann Sullivan.
I would even have her start with Wawa. We'll have the grind out Wawa with you. Like, just let's go the Helen Keller route of do Wawa. Nobody knows her second word. If you start with Wawa, you're a whole lot more than 5 years away from publishing a book. Garbage. Sorry, I'm very angry about the Helen Keller lie. What else have we been lied to about? It's 7:49. We got ourselves a Brady report.
There it is.
It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And, of course, Hooters has all the sports you could ever imagine. And Hooters will get you food if you want it because they got menus and things. You can ease into the work week with Happy Hour. Get some of that food I told you about for less money than it says on the menu. $4 off select appetizers. Great drink specials every Monday through Friday. You can go there from 3 to 6 and enjoy Hooters Happy Hour with the Hooters ladies. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Grammar Day.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Speaking of Hooters, the SNL skit with Sidney Sweeney this
Didn't
weekend.
See it. Probably pretty spectacular visually.
Open up strong for the first 30 seconds. I saw it after the fact because It kind of went viral.
Yeah. Well, you put Sidney Sweeney in a Hooties shirt. That's the ultimate Hooters body because she is top heavy.
Couple of baseless fun facts.
As far as I can tell, she's also natural. Pretty sure those aren't enhanced because, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Natural.
Oh, they flare?
Yeah.
You've seen them out?
Show.
She was in that True Detective.
Euphoria.
Oh, she takes him out in that thing?
Oh,
that's right. I forgot. In the first, because I knew she was in True Detective and got on Woody Harrelson the first season.
No,
boys.
That's not Sidney Sweeney.
Sidney Sweeney was in that as well, my friend.
No.
Pretty sure. Who's the other girl then?
Alexandra Daddario.
No, that one was Alexandra Daddario. He did two girls in that show, and one of them was his mistress, and I believe it was Sidney Sweeney.
And she stood in the mirror and looked at her ass and said, will you do something to this for me? And Woody lost his mind. I'm pretty sure she was the other girl in that. Because Alexandra Daddario is the one that climbs on him.
Yeah.
And that was the greatest pause and toss in HBO television history. She's also, there's another girl in there that's just ridiculous. I'm pretty sure it's Sydney Sweeney.
What show?
True Detective, season one.
Joan Rivers maintained an organized.
Who was the other girl?
I don't know, but Sydney Sweeney wasn't in True Detective.
Sure. Double check.
Looking right at her IMDb. Right.
Either way, there's a girl with a great ass in there.
Joan Rivers maintained an organized collection of 65,000 typewritten jokes, and they were cross-referenced by categories like Parents Hated Me, Las Vegas. The largest subject area was Tramp, which included 1,756 jokes.
Wow. Wow.
Redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair. The gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance.
Her name's Lily Simmons. You're right. I'm thinking maybe it's Wild Lily Orchid. Simmons. She's the other girl in True Detective. Maybe she was in Wild Orchid. I know she's in Wild Orchid, but I don't remember. I remember seeing her naked in something briefly.
The first TV commercial aired on July 1st, 1941, before Brooklyn Dodgers Philadelphia Phillies game. It was for Bulova Watch Company.
That's pretty good. The first commercial ever on television.
TV, yep.
Was a watch. Wonder why they waited. Like the first thing broadcast didn't have a commercial. I guess they didn't sell it yet.
And New York was probably one of the first.
Yeah, but who's buying TVs? So if you didn't have enough TVs, you didn't get advertisers. I guess that makes sense. You'd wait a couple of years.
A sleep expert named Deborah Lee, Dr. Deborah Lee, says that drinking coffee the minute you wake up may not be your best bet. She says that when you wake up, your cortisol level is at its peak. That's your primary stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus. It also regulates your metabolism and immune system response. If you drink coffee at that point, it may do more harm than good. It's even possible that you could even you become immune to caffeine. She says the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning, when your cortisol levels begun declining, and that's when you first need that energy bump. So if you wake up at 7 o'clock, she's saying 10 a.m. or noon. But even waiting 45 minutes is better than having it first thing.
Everybody debates all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Just whatever makes you feel good.
Because there's another sleep expert, Wendy Troxell. There's really no scientific evidence
of
having caffeine the first thing in the morning.
I think caffeine confuses everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody reacts different.
It
doesn't bother me. I could go to sleep after a six-pack of soda. And just
I say
spread
the same
out.
Thing with you and Benadryl. Benadryl does nothing to me.
Everybody has a different reaction.
Nothing to me.
Oh, the vaccine for COVID. Some people are dropping dead. Some people are just fine. Everybody reacts different.
Right.
By the way, I didn't know this about Helen Keller, but evidently she was a wild racist. So they went wah-wah right into the next word being, no, Helen, no.
Right.
No. Whoa. Oh, God, she's doing the thing.
A new poll found 11% of Americans exercise in bed.
Mm.
Maybe things like crunches,
no,
few
Brady.
Leg raises. I run laps.
You tell him, Brady. It's hard work putting that CPAP on. That's got to burn a couple calories.
It was part of a bigger poll on America's dirtiest sleeping habits. Reasons why you want to wash your sheets more often. 50% of us
too much exercise.
Don't always shower at night.
I do.
Two-thirds let their pets sleep in bed with them. And half of us snack in bed.
Half of us. Half Brady, of us that was a telling moment.
Burritos aren't snacks.
I do not snack in bed.
No, you eat full meals. We understand.
Yeah. I'm a clean plater.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you accuse me of snacking? I got sides, corn on the cob.
21% smoke or vape.
In bed.
In bed. And a third of us don't wash our hands if we have to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Brady gets up, goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night, takes his phone with so his phone counts his steps. That's exercise.
Also found 1 in 3 Americans don't always brush their teeth before bed.
That's disgusting.
Third.
I always shower before bed because I'm getting the day off before I climb into bed. I don't like sleeping in my own stinking filth. It's gross.
A wellness brand just released a ranking of the most and least stressed states in America. It's based on 16 factors that are grouped into 4 categories: money stress, work stress, health stress, family stress. Top 10, Tennessee, 10 most stressed states: Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, West Virginia, and Indiana. The least stressed: North Dakota, Utah, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Idaho, Wyoming, and Washington.
Well, boring states,
huh? Yeah, nobody wants to go there.
Got this lady who was a...
Scott Haynes said they had to cut off Helen Keller the first few times. Watermelon. Helen, no. You put her in a closet again. God damn it, she's racist. How can she even see colors? Watermelon. No. Now she's spelling the word lip. God damn it. I'll write the book for her.
This former manager of a Dunkin' in Largo, Florida, Molly Christine Cox, is facing a felony grand theft charge. She was arrested on Thursday. She's being held without bond. Reason being is she skimmed about $153,000 from that Dunkin' Donuts. And they caught her on video leaving with the deposits. And she was the only one that had them. So they put the two and two together. It took a while, but... she's facing the felony charges, but she also was previously arrested in 2015 on a scheme to defraud charge. She was charged in a case where she stole about $2,100 worth of lottery tickets from a Winn-Dixie in Tarpon Springs.
Can't go stealing lottery tickets. They got barcodes on them. And if you win, they know. By the way, from a woman. Got an email recapping the low iron debate earlier this morning. The reason a man would say he wants a woman with low iron, according to a woman who says she's in the medical profession. I don't know if that means she's a secretary or she actually does something. When our iron levels are high, our body sense are stronger. Ah.
Okay.
So a lady with stinky pits, high iron probably, going on down south, got to be like...
Sure, sure.
Fish market.
Seems plausible.
It'd be like Seattle down there.
Oh, man. Long John Silver.
Yeah. Without all the fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know what that means. If it smells like Long John Silver, the only thing going in there is poor people. You're going to catch something. Thank you. I'm sorry, Brett. Don't take a sip while I'm doing Long John Silver's jokes.
That'll clear his nostrils.
I got some soda through the nose there. That was a good one. Smells like a Long John Silver's down here. I'm pretty sure this is like a welfare line of penis. I'm not interested in you anymore.
In Eaton, Indiana, this couple were moving into their brand new home. She went through the real estate process, got all the papers in, handed the keys, went into the house. What happened, she got into the house first, and then her husband pulls up with the U-Haul.
Oh,
with all the furniture. Problem is, she faked all the documents.
She fake bought the house?
Yeah, and then didn't tell her husband.
She let him get into the packing phase?
So all they packed up, ready to go. We got a new house. She
this was revenge of some sort?
Went earlier, broke a window, opened the door, and then broke the lockbox to get the keys. Said, I got the keys. Come on over, bring the truck. He had no idea that the... process. She just thought.
Well, he's dumber than she is.
Yeah, if he's got a co-sign.
You
got
to sign a couple things, or at least you know have a moment where you recognize how much money went out the door for this house.
Yeah,
he's the dumbest of the two. If you can fool someone into moving into a home that you say you bought together, you're the dumb one.
Or she might have bought the house.
Well, then why did she need to break the windows to get in it?
Because she didn't buy the house.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
Then she didn't buy the house.
Well, she got through the lockbox, brings in the U-Haul, then the police were called because the realtor noticed that the forms that she filled out, there were some typos in it. And
what forms did she fill out? You don't know this story.
He's spitballing.
You are just throwing.
No.
You're literally throwing against the window.
Your jigsaw puzzle is in nine pieces in front of you.
One of your defenses was,
well, she bought the house. But she didn't buy the house.
She even showed the paperwork that
what
she filled out.
What paperwork?
The realtor said they noticed something was off in the forms due to grammatical errors such
what
as
forms?
Contact you at instead of contact us at.
Why is the real estate agent getting paperwork?
Because she sent the paperwork to the realtor.
And nobody.
He's on first.
Nobody knew.
Okay, Helen Keller is real. Brady's fair.
I'm just telling you, it went down.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. What went down? What went down?
Her weak attempt at saying she bought the house.
But the real estate agent's involved?
Yeah, because she's like, wait a minute. She did not buy the house. They put in the offer. And
there it is. There it is.
They offered for the home.
Yeah, and she just said, told her husband, offered what was accepted.
Long way around the mountain.
We're moving in the house. I get the keys on Friday.
Okay.
Start loading up.
That's a little bit different story right there. That they actually went out of their way to talk to the real estate agent, make an offer, have some paperwork put together, and then she just didn't accept the lack of
response, I guess.
She's
facing felony charges of possession of stolen property, fraud, criminal mischief, burglary, residential entry.
And by the way, I think it's Happy Good Grammar Day, too, as well. So enjoy that.
Not around here.
Hodgepodge of nonsense.
Just, that doesn't apply here. Come on.
You got to give him a break, though. He's been driving around with a 15-year-old all weekend with his pass-fail test of,
if the finger falls out of the sauce moto, we don't drive anymore today.
The sauce moto of pass-fail is probably a good idea for you.
They're in the glove department, not dealing with him over there.
Put him in the thing. Stick one finger into the sauce, and if she turns too rough, or it goes out. Scott Haynes says,
finger if she moves the sauce.
Scott Haynes made a good one because he said, you got to make wide turns, so it's like driving a water truck with Brady in there. So got sauces all over the place. The weight distribution's not right. Sauces and drinks and all. Of course, you're making slow, wide turns.
A thief in North Texas stole a large sum of money from an armored truck at gunpoint on Friday morning. And a nice pair of slacks. Took those as well. It was outside an ATM in broad daylight. Unknown man jumped the driver of a Brinks security armored truck, flashed a gun, got the driver to get down on the ground, gave up the money. To add insult to injury, the armed robber then stole the driver's pants to ensure that the guard could not retaliate. No pants.
No fighting.
Yep.
Unless you're one of them gay whales.
And a witness filmed the pants removal. It wasn't a smooth process.
Wait, a witness filmed the guy getting his pants pulled off next to a Brinks truck? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah,
and he just stood and filmed. Hey, Zapruder, get in there. Help out.
Guy's got a gun.
Move the gun.
Maybe he thought it was on Roosevelt and just that was what they do in that neighborhood.
By the way, you got a gun and you're helping me remove my pants. There's a vulnerable moment there.
You can see the video. There would be. It was pretty quick. He had the gun in one hand, and he was pulling the one side of the pants off.
Look, your body only works one way.
Yeah.
When one arm's doing a strength move, the other one's weakened, unless they're both doing the same move.
And he can't see you coming from the other side.
Right, so you're moving that gun. For Christ's sake, go to Tactical Black and watch how fast it is when someone with a gun tries to take your pants off, how easy it is to disarm them.
Police are still looking for the guy. It was also caught on the ATM surveillance cameras, but the guy's got a mask and glasses on.
And someone stood and filmed that.
Bandana.
Your phone is part of your camera.
Hey, check this out.
I'm going to film this whole entire thing and watch him film it. Go Brian Regan the entire way. Filming a bad guy. Show this to the cops some other time. Call the police. It works as a phone, too. Idiots. That's going on my Instagram. Hip-hop world star.
They could have filmed it.
Look at that.
They could have been calling
the
cops.
Come on. That dude,
yeah.
His gun is irrelevant. He's pulling your pants off with both hands. His gun is useless. Kick him in the face. You got him laying down. And he's helping. He's pulling his own pants off. All right. From the beginning to the end, there must have been someone else we don't know about with another gun.
Well, and you got Jerkoff there just filming it instead
poorly.
Of using his phone to call 911.
Exactly. By the way, not a good job filming it.
Maybe his wife's calling while he's filming.
Kicks. The dude puts the gun down for a second. He put it in his pocket and got it back up. Kick him. Kick him.
Oh, for Christ's sake, people are stupid. He's in on it. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, this could be an inside
that dude's
job.
In on it. I watched OP Live this weekend on Friday. And the cops go to this place and they're like, you got robbed, huh? And he goes, yeah, I got knocked out. It's brutal. It's like, okay. He goes, you get the video and stuff. So then later in the show, they show the video. And this dude comes in and it was awesome. He comes in and he fake punches the clerk behind the thing out like a light. And then he goes through the cash register and takes something, but he's rattling something. So guy gets up and he's looking around later. And then like 20 minutes later, a dude in another hoodie comes in and they... knocks him out again, and then they get it, and so they finally find the dude, and they're like, what was that all about? We know it's you both times. And he goes, yeah, it was staged. He goes, the first time it didn't work out, they didn't think the cameras were working. Well, they were. So we filmed both of your fake attacks.
The dress rehearsal.
All he did was change his shirt. Same shoes, same everything. It was hilarious. I think this Brinks truck driver's in on it.
Most of the time.
Nobody gets their pants pulled off by another guy and is still threatened by the gun. He's two-handing him.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Uh-oh. John, what a way to start. I love Monday mornings on your show. Oof. Brady said half of a snack in bed. Then he corrected it to do not snack in bed. It's still half either way. Jesus.
I didn't correct anything.
No, he said he does not snack in bed. But he didn't start it with anything other than, do not snack in bed. So it's hard to understand, unless you speak Brady's, that you don't have any of the beginnings.
I did. You're
going to pick him up middle of a sentence. So it does probably, to the layman, not a regular listener, hear like he changed the story. But he was defending his position was, do not snack in bed. Like a Russian who just learned English. Instead of saying I or I have not, I do not snack in bed. Just was do not snack in bed.
I have full meals in bed.
That's right. That was the joke. We'll get you all caught up in post. Order the transcripts. We fix it up like Ann Sullivan used to fix Helen Keller's work.
You put those through Google and it would come back all redacted.
No, just be an F.
First one's a rhinoceros demolishing a car at a... Safari Park.
Oh, wow. Going after a zebra. Why would you paint? Why would you paint the vehicles the same as one of the things that gets eaten?
Because I think it's a work vehicle.
I know, but why paint the work vehicles like big zebras? Isn't that bad for the things that love to eat zebras? That's right.
And this thing just does not stop.
I mean, it's a hoopalite. That's right. Ah!
Hello, German.
It's a Hoopalite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this. There comes some ostriches.
I saw the ostrich coming over going, hey, asshole, that's a car, not a zebra. You're not going to get any meat out of that.
No.
Say the Hoopalite thing again. That's the dumbest safari move ever. Why don't we paint the cars the color of the prey? Hey, great idea. We'll have rhinos and lions and stuff, and we'll drive these zebras by them real slow.
This is a car on the dunes.
Oh, man, these are never
out in the desert.
Sliding around
the
dunes.
That's on top of the hill, starts rolling.
Oh, it's never going to stop rolling. That's a big hill, and it's about to get bigger. He's just laying in there hitting the brakes, I think, right?
It's got to be because...
That's a
Look
slow
the
roll.
Brakes.
None, but I know that's all you'd think to do as a human being. Yeah.
What
Please stop.
Now here's
that's a dude flipping out of there.
There's
he's
one
trying to get
around.
Out. There's one, and then the car burns. Oh, there's another one comes out. The whole crew, and then the car chases him and crashes. Oh, lands right on the dude. Oh. Well, enjoy the dunes, everybody. Don't forget your flag.
Man.
Jeez.
Next one's a dude trying to get on a train and misses. I don't think he's going to ride a train ever again.
He's trying to hobo bounce a train?
Well, it starts moving.
But is it like
a train? Train.
Oh, a subway train?
It's, yeah, like a...
Or a man train. Oh. Oh, he tries to jump from the platform onto it.
A little blood would
fall right there. Yeah. Wow, that's
he goes right under the train,
yeah.
Too. Like, he goes right under.
That's good for Brady, some
wow.
splattering.
Yeah, that's a filthy Brady one. You're going to hell.
But it's one of the people who don't believe, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's a polytheist. Those people have no chance anyway.
Don't be late to your train.
Yikes.
Last one, stupid stunt of the day.
Okay.
Guys, sweet, it looks like.
Oh, the old-fashioned taxi and tiny.
Oh, no! Tried a magic trick by driving over boards with a woman underneath. Is that a woman or just a
I thought it was
man.
A woman, too. I'm not...
It looks like
it is Japan in the car.
It is. You've got
breaks the wood and just ends up running the lady over in this terrible, terrible
nice
Chris Angel show.
On too.
Oh, man. She's dressed like Kill Bill.
I had to look at it a couple times. Yeah. I thought it was almost Benny Hill-like or...
I don't remember Benny Hill killing any women.
No, or the Monty Python twit marathon.
I still don't remember them murdering someone with a car, but it is pretty stupid.
One of the comments says, see what happens when you ban abortion?
Run
it
over
goes political.
By an old car. There's only one way to solve it since they've banned abortion. Lay down. I'm going to drive over your belly.
All right. I guess that's option B.
That's plan B. We can't afford the pill. That is actually plan B. A Swedish taxi.
All right.
Over your belly. All right, Brett, hit it.
All right. We'll start off right here.
Oh, I saw this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Clips the ear.
Yep. Yeah. And then he just slides it out.
Oh, I got the wrong thing turned up. I'm like, what's going on? Here we go. Oh, it's a dude shooting bows and arrows at a William. Oh. William tells the magician.
I thought it was a
but
knife.
You look at it.
He misses and it goes through his ear. Well, that's lucky.
That's lucky. It's that's all it had.
Oh, look at. Were there a bunch of arrows flying by at the start?
It seemed like there's multiple arrows.
Nobody hit the apple, is the problem. There's one, two, three, four. Ooh. Oh, the fourth one goes right through his ear. That dude stands there the whole time while arrows are flying all over, which I got to give him. How many people in the audience died with those stray arrows?
No kidding.
He was the 11th volunteer.
Yeah.
This one I like.
That's a fat guy getting on a
boom.
Oh. Horse. He tries to get on a horse.
And I think he loses his teeth, too. Watch.
All of them?
Well, just a couple. I mean,
he's trying to get on.
Fly off.
Getting on the horse, and the horse kicks him instead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's,
might just be skull.
That could be skull.
That dude catches
it was like
full
a forehead.
Back kick from the horse. That is a good one. All right.
Here's some guy sleeping on the job.
He's underneath a big truck.
Sleeping.
Must be a union job
filled with rocks.
How did he not see him getting in it?
I think he's killing him. He's got a truck.
Yeah, this is a subtle. This is an Italian.
Oh, this is all Italian. Oh my God. Yeah, that dude knows what's going on.
Sanitation department.
It's a big rock truck, and they laid a guy under the tires.
Look at the little aftermath.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
They don't call it aftermath. That's one of my favorite restaurants. Oh, my. Yeah, the dude stops, and then he's done. Yeah, this is definitely a...
That's intentional.
Cartel. Look at all the Spanish language. Cartel stuff right there.
And
don't mess with those people.
End up over here.
No Mexico. Oh, God.
Not that.
What?
All right. Here we go. Last thing. The guy hacking.
That guy's got his own nutcracker.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
He's throwing his leg.
That's his leg?
Yeah. Dead leg?
He's like a...
Dead leg.
Oh, wow. He's like some weird crippled dude in the middle of the road cracking coconuts with his dead dumb leg. How's the bone not breaking? And a crowd is gathering. Watch this guy just hammer open fruits. Well, that's getting it done right there.
And we'll end here.
Wow.
Watch out when you're riding your scooter.
A little two-man stand-up scooter. Oh! Right into the...
the front of a car.
Wow.
Is that Ryan Gosling driving?
Wow.
Did a double flip on that. For some reason, there's a picture of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Big fan. Oh, these guys, they try to get into a crosswalk late, and nobody sees them. And
triple.
That ends them. That ends them quick. Wow. Wow. All right, then.
We'll end there?
Yes, we will. And so did they. Boy, those cartel hits make the mob look like a bunch of babies. That was a slow roll of a big, full gravel truck over a dude's passed-out body.
That happened.
Yikes. There you go. That's your Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD. Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98 KUPD.
Here's Disturbed for you. Post-concert psyching rock right there. Disturbed was here to do their Make Good show from a long time ago. To Saturday, I got an email from a guy who said, now I know why Disturbed canceled that summer show. There's so much fire, it's ridiculous in this. So they got sort of pyro crazy, it, like made the whole thing hot. So I understand why Draymond didn't want to do it. Then I'm talking with Ian Schwartz at the Pet Gala, the Pet Project thing on Saturday night. Up the what used to, it's not called the Monte Lucia anymore, that's just the Omni.
The Omni.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So it's where the Monte Lucia was. They tore it down, rebuilt an exact replica, and changed the name. Ian got a text from a guy down the street from him and says, hey, you want to come? What do they call it? A shiva? Something? Some dinner on a Friday with a bunch of Jewish people? I should know this.
Like a Passover dinner?
Yeah, you're one.
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
You didn't get invited?
No. But I guess evidently they have these dinners and they gather together as faith people. And he goes, yeah, I got a guy. He said, do you know who Dave Draymond is? He wants to do one. And this rabbi type guy has Draymond. So there's Schwartz with Draymond. Standing in there, and I'm like, how about that?
You would have fit right in. Why didn't you get invited?
Where was my call? I can fake it. Ian's faking it.
Got the nose.
And then after the Pet Gala, after that, I go over to, we were drinking like fish and having a blast, so we go over and Uber down, my friend Mark and his family, we all went over to the Five and Diner, dressed in like, I mean, to the nines. Everybody looked phenomenal. Even me, to a certain degree, I can fool you in a suit. The head is still a light bulb in that doesn't work right, but, you know, from the neck down, from a distance, you're not too unimpressed. So we go in the Five and Diner. Everybody in there, it's like 1:30 in the morning, is fresh out of the Disturbed show, just finishing up a meal. Everybody's got their new Disturbed shirts on. Everything. I walk by, I'm like, did you guys go to the show? Like, yeah, it was great. We look our fish out of water, eat at the Five and Diner. And as I'm leaving the delicious Five and Diner on 16th Street, waiting for the Uber, there's a guy sitting on the patio, and I hear him go, hey, handsome man. I'm like, well, I'm the only man standing here, so this is new. And I said, me? He goes, that's right, handsome man. Come on over here. I'm like, all right. Walked over, and he goes, I'm 59 years old, man. I got to make things start, and I got to make things better. I'm like, all right. He goes, my name's Bill. What's your name? And I said, Brady Bogan. And he said, well, Brady, I got to tell you something, man. I got a deal in the works right now. We got Shaq involved. We got Tiger involved. Barack is thinking about getting in this. Jamie Foxx. And I'm like, what is it? He goes, can't say. But if you're interested. And he hands me his card. Bill hands me his card. And I said, all right. Well, you can email me at bbogan@98kupd.com. I got no.
I'll be looking for it.
And I said, but let me tell you something. If you're looking for investors, sitting outside the Five and Diner at 2 in the morning on a Saturday telling people you got Shaq and Barack in this deal.
Opportunity's knocking.
My first thought is, this is bull. You know, I'm just Brady Bogan. Who am I to say? Contact me at bbogan@98kupd. But I think you're full of man. I'm telling you, we got every major black actor and athlete on this thing.
So why is he asking a bald white guy?
Right. Next question. What do I have to do with this? I just thought maybe you'd be interested. No. You saw someone in a suit coming out of the Five and Diner, and you thought, he's got to have cocaine. I know what you're doing. So if you run into him.
I'll know.
His car.
Run into Bill.
Well, he says he's a life coach.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
It's a life coach. Because who doesn't want to live the life of sitting outside the patio at Five and Diner? You're probably not allowed inside anymore. just trying to get clients as they leave at 2 in the morning, bombed out of their ass. Now, it is not a dumb plan. A lot of drunk people will make poor decisions and hand you
a few bucks. I think I made an investment last night.
I think I got into something with Tiger Woods last night. If you're going to do that, just say, hi, I'm Tiger Woods. I might be drunk enough to believe you. Hanging around outside a Five and Diner waiting for one of the waitresses. You know, that's Tiger's M.O. But to Bill, the brave guy, and Brady, you may be going into business together. I should give you his card.
New best friend.
Yeah, that's you, because he thinks it's you anyway.
Good luck, guys.
Just say,
howdy, I'm handsome man from the other night.
I don't remember the other night very well, Brady. It thanks to the copious amounts of drugs and alcohol I've consumed.
He had a laptop set up.
You didn't say right away, first of all, Bill, you've lied to me. You called me handsome man.
Yeah, no, I knew it. His vision was off. Like, there's no future to this. Like, first off, Bill, if you call me handsome man, I know you've made some bad decisions just right now. It was a very interesting exchange. But if you're interested in getting involved in Bill and Tiger and Shaq's new endeavor, well, gosh darn it all, Brady's right with you. So I gave him your email. Maybe he'll remember, maybe he won't. But that's Bill. He's 59. He's got to make things better. And no better place to start. 2 in the morning outside the Five and
Diner. I'll follow up with him, Jeff.
Yeah, on a what is technically a Sunday morning at 2. I'm fresh out of the hash and eggs I just piled down because I was so drunk I needed grease in my body or I was going to crap like a goose in the middle of 16th Street. But I'm in this with Bill. Pretty good move. And all the Disturbed fans, I bet you guys probably got harassed by Bill on the way out. Get yourself involved with Brady and you're going to meet Shaquille O'Neal. It's 8:39. We got the Guadalupe replay, and Dumb Country Trip is in it, and I really enjoyed that because he's out there at the country music festival that was going on in Nashville, and I think he had a really unique way of saying that whole thing. Trump, Biden, the whole works are in there. I'm not even. Oh, who else was in there? Was something else?
Tony Soprano trying to sell his booth.
Oh, he's selling his booth, which is at $90,000 right now, on and going until 6 tonight, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Tone Loke.
Oh, yeah, Tone Loke was the big winner. All right, here's your Guadalupe replay, everybody. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
98. K-U-P-D. Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness. 98. K-U-P-D.
And away we go with What Would Brady Do? It is time for the most moral man in Phoenix. Spent the whole weekend just teaching his daughter how to drive. Thanks for that. Got another one out there.
Soon.
What would you rate her? It's like a scale of 1 to 10. Is she pretty okay or is it pretty bad? Be honest.
4.
She's a 4. She's not very good. What's the, other than the wide turns, is there a lead foot, bad brakes?
No, lack of.
Oh, she doesn't drive fast at all. I see. Yeah. Fear. She's fear first.
We're in a 25 mile an hour neighborhood.
Driving the golf cart.
She's maybe going 20.
That's murder. And still well, making okay. Looping wide
it's okay.
Turns.
Give it a little, yeah, a little, and then she's, and you know, you come to a complete stop. Her turning process is a lot longer than
it takes too long. She's, yeah, it's new,
and I'm okay with that right
yeah.
Now.
For now, we got to get her out on that road. You worried? How long we got?
No, you know what? Because when she's going to go through the driving school,
you're not going to whip her out there yourself this week.
No,
why not? I'll
not
ride
yet,
with her.
Not yet.
I got no issues with that. I'll teach her to drive. Toot sweet. I'll teach her how to downshift in front of old, slow people like the way she's driving. I'll teach her all the tricks.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, all right. Bring her by. I'll get her out on the main roads. She's taking the 51 if she's by me.
Another reason not to drive in Gilbert.
Yeah, that's true. Trial by fire. Yeah. What Would Brady Do is brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. If you want to head on over there, M&P Guns. Has their deal going on. You can get building the Glock, right? And then build the AR-15. They've got everything you've ever needed in the world of weapons, you know, from top to bottom, bullets to guns to all the things in between. You can head on over there. M&P Guns got it. If they don't have it, they will get it.
That's what they did for me. Yep. They didn't have what I wanted in stock. He's like, I'll get it for you next week. I had it.
And now Brett has a musket. So it works out. They'll get you whatever you need. M&P Guns, 12th Street and Indian School, right there next to Mo Money Pawn. Thank you. Ready, Brady?
Ready.
This is a weird one. Starts off weird. Dear Brady, my son is 15, my daughter is 17, and I, as their father, have removed the doors from their bedrooms. My wife is furious about this. She's threatening to divorce me. It's causing all sorts of trouble. But to me, no kid deserves privacy at this age. I know what I was doing in there. How right am I? Back me up, Ryan. Took the doors off his kids' rooms.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. I wouldn't do it. I mean, it's easy for them to find other options.
And what did you catch him doing?
You're only pushing them more the other way.
Right. They have to have done something to have their door removed.
Yeah.
So if they're like openly boning in there and you're like, enough, no more.
Or, yeah, if you walked in and he's to the base with another dude or whatever.
Right.
That's one thing.
But. That's right. If your son is buried balls deep in a fella and you want to see that, get rid of the door.
So you'd be okay with Kirby in a bedroom with Keyshawn with door closed and everything else?
Door closed, no. I'm all right with the open door policy.
Yeah.
Like if you have a visitor over, that door's not closing.
Right.
But
I'm okay with that. But taking the...
Take the option of no door closing away. I kind of see why the guy's doing it. Maybe he's got a really hot daughter and a son that's, taking it to the base, as Brady says.
I just don't think it's preventing anything.
I don't either. I think you're going to do it in your room.
In your house or...
They'll find a way.
Yeah.
There's other doors. There's bathrooms. There's quick getaways.
Yeah, there's front doors. There's back doors.
It could be risk takers, too.
It becomes... There are back doors, as Brady pointed out, with your son, sir. If you're taking off doors, he's blowing off doors. And now you've made it a challenge. I know. That would be more fun. Be like, ooh, my dad's asleep. Sneak in here and we'll do it with the door open. I mean, that... Now, that's also a way of saying your son is probably dating a whore. Your wife's right. You're not doing anybody. You're just causing trouble in the house.
He's going to go over to her house.
Yeah, it's just going to be fight after fight after
just
fight.
Just buy him some Jimmy hats and hope for the best.
Yeah. Now they're going to do it in the car or hidden in... Yeah, you're right.
Hedges.
Now, the slut daughter, I'm not so sure. Brett might be right. If her boyfriend Shaquille's over to the house, you're like, I can't... I got to see this. Then it just seems like you want to look, you want to watch, or you want to catch them. If I was a father, I'd have like a steel door on there. Whatever you're doing in there, I don't want to see it. It's weird.
Bunch of leg hold traps set up in there.
50 Shades of Daughter. Got another one later, the daughter thing. Yeah, get the doors back on your kids' room. They don't deserve privacy, but they deserve some sort of visual privacy. You can still knock on. Take the locks off. One of those deals.
Just tell them no doors closed.
And when you're home, doors are open. If there's somebody with you, especially, how about nobody's allowed in there? Weird thing is my friends talked to me about how there's all this gender confusion. They have slumber parties. You've told me that slumber parties where boys and girls are both in. That's insanity.
Weird. Kurt Vesely would never.
It's not happening. My dad would have loved that. I wanted to.
Right. Yeah.
I had too many guys coming over. My dad was always worried. Like, how can we never even threaten a girl slumber party? Shut up, Dad. Can John Stevens stay the night? Don't close the goddamn door. I can't imagine smelling you two going to the base. Ugh. Dear Brady, the woman I'm sort of dating is married. I am actually dating her. She's getting a divorce. She's actually going through the process. It's very true. I say I'm sort of dating her because she's still going through this process, and she's not living with me yet. What?
Sorry.
What's the matter?
I think I see where this one's going.
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
But her husband came over last week. Oh, hang on. I'll get my music. Her husband came over last week and asked if I would please tell her that during the process, I don't want anything to do with their dogs so he can have them fully. And I really do like her dogs. Her ex is actually a decent dude, and he did come over and ask me to do this for him. I am taking his wife, technically. Should I do this next thing without his wife knowing? She's crazy about the dogs, hates him. What would Brady do, Timothy? Wow, that's confusing. You got the ex-husband popping over saying, hey, do me a favor, and just say the dogs can't come to your house. Do something.
I felt you should have said right away, first of all, on the request of will you say something to her, that's putting you in the middle of the equation.
Terrible.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
Secondly, you're dating a woman that is not divorced yet.
Yeah.
Prepare for her coming to your place one day and say, this is over.
Or the loads of crazy heading your direction.
You're completely, this is heavy rebound.
Maybe. You don't know that.
There's a case. Well, she's filling the void somewhere else.
Oh,
there's this danger of that happening. Like, why am I jumping into a – I've seen it happen numerous sure. times where they're like, sure. everything's great, but then they realize, why am I jumping back into right. another relationship? I'm not ready yet.
Or she's been out of the last relationship for a very long time.
Yeah. She could have checked out.
And she's been checked out, and it's pretty open that this thing's moved on, and she's, like, had enough time apart. Now it's just a matter of sorting out all the crap.
Yeah.
That's the drama.
I just say always kind of keep your antenna up, being aware of that situation.
Oh,
that
sure. Could,
but at the same time, I've always thought, and it doesn't always work that way, but if you could have them done with that process, that yeah. helps.
I got to say, if you know the ex-husband, they're done.
Yeah.
If you're friends
if
with the guy,
she's
still.
If he's over there and he's asking yeah, you, but still I'm still not getting in the middle of that.
Right. Oh, no, me neither. I would yeah. stay. I wouldn't have met the ex. I would have stayed out of the way until the ink's dry. We'll deal with this another time. But if they're still technically dealing with who's getting what, I mean, yeah. it sounds like they're still dealing with who's going to do the dog thing. And you're standing there as a third party.
And
I'm with
you. You've Brady. Gone around the back.
Mm, let's hope.
Without getting, yeah.
But yeah, that's it. It's just a, you're in a lot. Brady's right. Go, hey, look, whatever happens with your dogs happens. I'm not saying a thing. I got to stay out of this. Because you're only causing trouble for her, too. When she finds out you and the ex are in cahoots and she
That's
hates the ex,
going around.
Just stay out of it. Brady's right. This one you guys are going to like. Dear Brady, my daughter is 24 years old. I'm a single dad, and I live for her. She told me I should start dating. And I'm serious when I tell you when I'm with another woman, all I can think about is my daughter. How can I do to a girl what I never want anyone to do to my baby? To top it off, she wants to move out. I actually pay her to stay at the house. I never want her to leave. I give her $800 a month
Whoa.
As an allowance.
I wouldn't leave either.
But she said she needs her freedom and it's not right. I'm so screwed up. What would Brady do? Trevor. Man, oh man.
I would seek some counseling right off the bat.
Yeah, 100%.
From another woman.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't want to? Dude, you're not. Quit thinking about your daughter when you've got a heart on, weirdo. Brady's
that's
right.
Slightly disturbing.
Yeah. Don't seek out counseling. Seek out long jackets. Wrap yourself up and go into a rubber room until you realize what you're saying.
Stop paying your daughter to live there.
Immediately.
Because you don't realize what you're doing to your daughter.
Well, I think she's the one that sees it. Like, she's like, Dad, I've got to go.
But
I'd take the money for what
you're yeah. yeah.
Making her it's lucrative to stick around.
I guarantee he's paying all her bills on top of that, like insurance.
She doesn't have a bill.
Car payment. And
he's got a lonely problem. And he's confused like he's... Yeah, she's 24, and I think he probably sees a nine-year-old.
I think starting out breaking the ice by saying you got to start dating.
You got to see. You got to replace me.
Yeah.
She's breaking up with you. And if you think of your daughter... When you're hard, or when you're with another woman that you like, you're like, well, I can't do the things to this one that I don't want another man to do. Stop thinking of your daughter's vagina.
Man. And if you can maintain it and think of, ooh,
oh,
man.
God. Oh, you're so much like her. Oh, God.
Just get a rope. You're done. You're done.
You know what? I always hate encouraging our listeners to kill themselves, but Brett may have something here. You've gone beyond the screw up. You got to get someone to fix this ASAP. Brady's
see a
right.
Professional.
See a lot of a team of professionals. And quit seeing your daughter.
Ugh. Maybe go to the Mayo Clinic, ask for brain surgery or
a lobotomy, maybe.
How about this? Take a vacation from her.
It doesn't sound like he can do that.
That's what I mean, though.
That's the problem.
Break away for a month without her. If you're paying your kid to stay, yeah, Brady's right. You're damaging that kid.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know. You're turning them into you as some sort of weirdo. I'm glad you're back, Richard. This next one's for you.
Hi, Richard.
And it's less to do with what would Brady do and just more of an email I just received about you. Well, first, we'll see if Brady can handle it. But, yeah, dude, team of psychiatrists. Take that $800 and get three therapists. Each one's about $200 an hour. Take one a week. You go... and just take a week off. And then the first one, just tell them the story. The second one, tell them that you're in love with your daughter. And the third one, say you have arousing thoughts about your daughter. And have all of them give you advice that fixes this. And then all that money you would be paying your daughter goes to good therapy. I wish my dad paid me $800 to stay home.
Man.
I'd still be there.
think Dr. Phil would be like, I can't do nothing with you.
You are a dumb bitch, and you're creating a second dumb bitch. What are you going to do when somebody does give your daughter the high hard one, and you're at home paying her for that? Because she's doing it. Man. And I wouldn't be surprised if Brady starts handing Kirby a few bucks to stay around the house for a while, but that's only going to last a couple years.
Never 800.
Well, you need to. Look, no, you, that is a truth. Brady would never pay a fee so high.
Daughter priced herself out.
Yeah.
One of the poor neighbor kids that moved in.
But basically, it wouldn't be 800 because the other 400 would be going to the permanent care that has to live there to take care of Brady. Well, Kirby develops a life. This is says, hey guys, this weekend, I was at Shields, is that a thing?
Sporting Goods store, yeah.
Cause I was, and I was in line behind a guy that I think was a giant piece of toast, and he got a candy from the scoop it yourself container. He had a Holmberg's Morning Sickness shirt on, and as he was waiting, he was looking around eating candy straight from the bag, and then I think he left without paying, and I thought, that's Toledo. Was Toledo at the Shields? Yep. Okay, it wasn't Toledo. All right, I just wanted to make sure that you were. Okay,
not anywhere near Shields.
He was stealing candy in Flagstaff this weekend. Said, I'm just pretty sure he didn't want to test his credit card there. So I didn't know. They think that that's
free
you.
From the bulk bin?
Eating. Yeah,
you got an imposter.
And a sporting goods store has a bulk candy bin?
Evidently, they've got like groceries and stuff.
Oh,
I don't know how to say it, but I know they've got a humongous Shields.
And a Ferris wheel.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Permanent or just
what?
The opening?
Really? Inside it, they had to, outside of the, they put it up, they domed it, basically. It goes over
where?
Above at the Chandler
at the mall,
Fashion
yeah.
Square.
Oh.
Oh, but it's not in the parking lot?
No.
It's indoors?
Inside the store.
It's the old, what was that?
From what I hear, it's pretty.
Wasn't Macy's, one of the other high-end department stores.
Yeah,
they
took
gutted
over.
It and then raised the roof on it to put that Ferris wheel
Sears?
On there.
Was there
no, it wasn't store? Sears.
Huh.
One of the high-end ones.
Might have been a Nordy's.
They closed might up a Nordstrom and put in a Ferris wheel to go see the rest of the mall from a high point?
I guess so.
For all those people who can't wait for the Ostrich Festival to come around?
Place was lined up.
I know. It's well, everybody does that.
How long did you wait?
I haven't been yet.
Color me crazy, but aren't Ferris wheels supposed to give you a perspective of the surrounding area? That's
like you get it through the dome. Almost like the
you get out of it for a second?
It's kind of like an indoor Wonka thing.
So you can see the roof of the mall?
You can go over there and look out.
Are you snowballing? Because it sounded like you didn't ride it.
Yeah, you don't know.
I saw the construction. Yeah, I haven't ridden it.
You stood outside and
stared. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's not very big. So the top two, you just get to stare
you're
over.
You're not seeing out of that.
You get to peek over the roof for a second.
Yeah.
And then it keeps going. Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You get to see the second floor shopping. Yeah, it keeps the kids busy for 45 minutes. That's dumb.
It is smaller than I thought because I don't know why they had to go over the roof.
It's like a Food City type Ferris wheel.
Yeah, great carnivals. Job. Yeah, it's a good thing to invest in right now is brick and mortar retail. Way to add some more things to do there. You know what's missing from this and the reason people are shopping online? Carnival stuff. Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's do a mini Ferris wheel. That should drag them off their internet. Things from the late 1800s will get them out here. Interesting. All right. I've never understood the Ferris wheel. The one in Disneyland is the only ride I've ever been on in Disneyland where I actually thought I was going to throw up. That
really?
Thing.
It's high.
Well, not only that, it has, like when you, it's on
rock.
Loops.
Yeah.
So when it goes to a spot, it starts swinging around. And I'm like, this is a nausea machine. And then it stops and you just swing. And then once you get your bearings right, it scoots up one more. All it's doing is loading passengers.
Track, yeah.
You never get a full rotation. It just loads passengers. And I'm like, okay. Bleh, and the next one spins around from it. Like, I don't like this at all. And we got an hour to go. It takes forever.
The one in Chicago is pretty cool on the pier.
Navy Pier.
Yeah, does it start swinging around too?
That no, that's just no, a regular that, yeah, that's just a regular one.
Yeah.
The one in Vegas the tallest is neat, ever. Yeah. But it's always packed with people.
And then I never rode in that giant one in London.
Yeah. But that's pods. And then you can see all of London.
Yeah.
And it's for... You know, it's supposed to give you photograph stuff, like the same thing in Vegas. But
it's kind of how it is in Chicago. You get your own pod.
See,
it's got a door and everything.
Right over
Vegas,
Lake Michigan.
You get like 30 people in each one. It's like riding a tram. It's miserable.
Wow.
Do that. But nothing better than seeing the second floor from a new perspective as you can't get out or anything. You just have to.
Hey, there's the candy bins.
We're going to go over there by the candy bins where that guy's stealing. Is that Toledo? Yeah. Well, there you go.
This guy says, what the hell's going on over there? You had two dudes write in today that want to bang their daughters. Yeah, one wants to just watch. To be fair, one guy just wants the door off so he can watch Shaquille knock his daughter around. And in fairness also for his son to get Shaquille's crank as well. He wants the whole family to. He has an open door policy with the teens.
I want off this planet.
Me too. Another dude paying his daughter $800. I'll dress up as your daughter and hang out at your house for $800 a month. Just to do that. Just like live with a guy. The free. I mean, plus you think about it. $800 is her money. No bills. I wish that daughter would
kick
ride
her out. You can get a nice lady living for $800 a month.
$800 a month plus all bills paid. You're going to get yourself a sweet looking, you know, one of those college whores that's trying to make her way through without having to strip. You're dumb, sir. Now, I don't like calling our listeners dumb, but Brett tries to get them to kill themselves, but we're going to do both today.
Ed deserves it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't. Brett's kidding. Don't actually.
Am I?
Think about it and then think why you shouldn't. Yeah. No, I don't think he is, actually. I'll tell you, I think he's on to something, but don't follow through. Like, you're on the verge of being someone that shouldn't be here anymore. But don't do it. If you're stroking your daughter a check to hang out.
Here's a noose.
No. Here's a number to a good therapist. And if your therapist says, wow, you should kill yourself. If Brett's your therapist, if they share the idea, yeah, I don't think you should be here anymore.
What?
Yeah. This is weird.
Sharp knives away.
Thinking of his daughter when he's on a date.
Brett's shop would be closed up on a year. I'm not following here. You know what? Kill yourself.
You know what? You're too far gone. This one's over. Next. I'm not going to charge you for this hour. Take the money you would have spent with me and go buy kerosene and pour it all over yourself and act like you're one of those protesters in China.
He might have the supplies in the waiting room in the lobby when you're waiting to
turn. Yeah. As you
just
leave.
It's like you go to a storage place. You got rope, tape.
He's got an aisle of self-help books and then an aisle of buckets and ropes and ladders. You're a horrible person, but
he's not wrong.
I'm not he's wrong. Not wrong. He's not. This guy's very borderline, should be part of this society. It's 9:34. If you've ever even thought of your daughter on a date.
Oh, God, my daughter reminds me so much. You're down. You're out.
Oh, God, my daughter. Stop there. Yeah.
Life needs umpires.
Yes.
To just come to you at the table and like, well, how's the date going?
Not well. Every time she talks, I think Angel of my daughter.
Yeah, he'd be wrong.
Did you just ring me up? Yep, you're done.
You're out of here.
To the dugout of life. There you go. That's what Brady did, everybody, and you're all creepy. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
98. K-U-P-D. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. 98.
Just about that time for us to get out of here. The entertainment drill coming up. Before we get to that, I just have to say again, thanks to everybody who participated in the Arizona Pet Project thing this Saturday. It was pretty awesome. And again, my man Dan from Creative Environments was with us and won a trip to Belize on a raffle ticket. And here's how that went. Dan bought 10 tickets. I bought 5. They had little numbers on them. Only sold 200 to a room. Had to be about 1,000 people. So I told him, I said, only 200 available. And he goes, I got 10, 5% chance. This can't happen. They're like, all right, for the trip, you got a choice to Belize, Ireland, or I forget where, Paris. And he's been to Paris, and he hates the Irish. So he said he took Belize. So he's like, not going to happen. So he's not even at the table. They're reading the one number. Ian Schwartz has to read one number, and I knew the number. So I'm looking at my 5 tickets. I didn't have it. And I look over and Dan's tickets are on the table and he's not at the table. So I start, the first one I see is 1129. The winning number was 1131. And I'm like, this guy right here's got it. Look at 1130 is the next one. I'm like, yeah. So I hold it up and Dan's finally back at the table. Right. I'm like, you won. Just text me a few minutes ago. And I said, a trip to Belize. And he goes, had it in the bag. That's easy. And I'm like, you weren't. All he did was brag
you left
all night.
The table.
All he did was brag all night. I win raffles. That's all I do. Dan, come on. I also have to say a great thank you to myself.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you why. I was the honorary chairperson with zero responsibilities. That's a job I can do. Had to wear a suit and all that stuff. And the suit I wore last year, I can't wear that 2 years in a row in case they used a picture of me in last year's suit. So I got a new suit. I'm a big fan of State and Liberty suits. They're comfortable, and they show up at your house, and they're like, not cheap, but they're not expensive. They're nice. They're middle-of-the-road good suits. And I got my State and Liberty suit about a week ago. Shows up. I'm off the rack. This is easy. Except for when I ordered it online, I clicked 32 waist.
Ooh.
I'm a 34. I can squeeze into 33. It's pretty nice. 32.
Ripping those 32s.
Pushing it.
So I starved myself from about Wednesday evening through to Saturday. No, it was like Thursday morning.
Cut weight.
And I cut weight. And I threw the 32s on. And by the end of the night, I was moving freely. So,
were you able to sit down in them?
It depends on what time of night you're talking about. Early in the evening, sure. A couple drinks in, it started getting a little weird. Then my buddy Mark's like, you're not in 32s. It's, we wore 32s in sixth grade. And I'm like, maybe you did, Chunks. But I didn't. And then he put his finger in my waistband. We're standing in a group of very well-to-do people. And Mark's got his finger in my pants, and he's running it up and down the waist. And he goes, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm going to get your finger out of my goddamn pants.
Sounds like the Swizz again.
It was. It was very Swizz-land. And then Ian Schwartz was like, how far can I get my hand in? I'm like, this game's over.
All the way.
You're out of here.
We Wendelstedted that. But, yeah, so just a big thanks. It was a good night. They raised a ton of money, and I was happy to be part of it. So thanks to Leanna and the gang and everybody up there. And Ian does a great job hosting those. That is a tough gig because they serve dinner while you're talking. And it's just a cacophony of clinking silverware and plates and people chatting and... I wouldn't. The auctioneer, because they have a live auction, she came out. She was amazing. Because right in the middle of it, she goes, all right, we've got this next thing up for bids. We're going to do a $5,000 bid. If you want to become a $5,000 blah, 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 blah. And then everybody, if you want to be a fat, and like, she's shushing people. This is how it goes. This is how you work a microphone. Quiet. Shush. I'm talking. And she knocked it out of the yard. So it was a big night. A lot of good things happened. And in the end, I talked to a lot of listeners and a lot of people. And one of our listeners was a recipient of the Hero Awards. And their dog, Teddy, it's just a good story. And I talked to them for a little while after. And Teddy was a sweetheart. So they brought the dogs. Everybody gets this big moment. And pretty cool. So thank you for letting me be part of that before we move on to the other stuff. And I can't wear 32s ever again. That'll be the last time that ever happens. I guarantee it. But State and Liberty, you got me through the night. And I appreciate it. They got great shirts.
So are they, like, sizes right on, or they run a little big?
For me, if you get a 34, you're getting a 34.
Okay.
The problem most people would have is the length. But I'm off the rack guy. Hmm. Like, everything you sell is, I am the mannequin.
Brett's not getting a suit there.
Brett could get a suit there. You could. If you were 34s, they'd be fine.
My problem is the length.
Yeah.
Because, like.
You should be okay.
Okay.
You should be. Hmm. Like, mine aren't bagging up at the end, but they're also. There's an inch or two.
Like sometimes XL shirts are just too short on me. Like, yeah. Raise your, you know.
Oh, your upper deck.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do cut. Like a 44-20.
No. This is for it's for human beings. Yeah. You're going to have to still go to the. You know what I want to invent? Was it you and I talking about this? That I invented the greatest store that's not out there. There's so many fat kids. We need a Lil Big and Tall.
Yes.
No, it was. It was Q. I talked to Q, who runs restaurants. Lil Big and Tall. He was one because he's only like 5'4". He's only like 5'4", and he said, I got this at a Big and Tall. And I'm like, they need to do that for like, because he's not fat, but he was laughing about it. I got it at a Big and Tall because he's a very small man. And I said, they need to do that for people, little Big and Talls. For little people who are just not shaped right. Brady Bogan's little Big and Tall would be gangbuster. For fat kids. They don't call them Huskies anymore. They're little Big and Talls. It would be tough as a parent to try to do that and buy clothes for your misshapen child. Anyway, it's time for the entertainment drills. Brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black self-defense training. We talked about them earlier this morning. If someone's trying to take your pants off with both hands and you still claim to be at gunpoint, you're just missing the whole point of being attacked. You can fight back. You have to understand that if your pants are being pulled off of you, the gun hand is susceptible to a move. You can't just put up with it all the
time. Kick option, move.
Oh, so many. Just grab the hand that's trying to pull your pants off. It's got a gun in it. He's not using it right now. Your brain sometimes freezes. It's understood that when somebody has a gun, you feel like you're helpless. That's not altogether the truth. Ask the Brinks truck driver whose video is viral now of the robber pulling his pants off with both hands as he sits and cries, oh, I can't, nothing I can do about it. There is something you can do about it. In fact, there's something you can do about just about any situation that's happening to you. A, get the hell out of there. B, learn how to get out of this situation in a proper way and just get your brain right. If your brain's right, you won't be in a situation where somebody's trying to pull your pants down against your will. But he had a gun. In what, his foot or mouth? Knock it off. You could have kicked him square in the face, but your brain wasn't processing it. They teach you all that at reactdefense.com. How to process the bad situation and turn it to your favor the best you can. And that's all you're trying to do. Become a sheepdog right there and not be a sheep. That guy was clearly being shorn like a sheep. His pants came off. His whole coat came loose. You don't need to be that. Become a better version of yourself. reactdefense.com. It's the home of tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
Taylor Swift has written two songs about a relationship with Travis Kelce.
Ooh, my tight end.
We're never going to hear him.
Oh, yes.
She writes songs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's poetry to her. So
they're not good enough?
That's what I think.
That's what I'm hearing. Not a lot rhymes with Travis.
Travis?
My ass, you can have it.
There is none.
But I don't have one. Travis says I ain't got no ass, but I'll let him in it anyway.
I'm going to have sex with your back now.
Oh, my God. He truly is going backdoor. I don't know if you've seen the last time you've seen a picture of Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's 72 years old. Still looks pretty good. She was asked, why do you think you hold up so well? She said, my secret? No plastic surgery.
Ah.
She says, I don't know.
Who's this?
Linda Carter.
Oh. They said Linda Williams.
She goes, I don't cut my face, so I'm probably not.
Get it.
I'm out of this one.
She looked great. She was on TV for 40 years and never looked different.
Linda Carter is a singer, so she has a new single coming out, yes. Letters from Earth. Ooh. It hits streaming next Friday. Mm-hmm. It's a love letter to her late husband,
Brett,
Robert Altman, who passed away in 2021.
I don't know if she was married to Robert Altman.
They do a little teaser to it.
The director, Robert Altman?
Not sure.
Why mention him if it isn't the Robert Altman?
It's got to be.
There you go. You've convinced Brady.
All right. There you go. That was easy.
Sure.
The alien Robert Altman?
I'm just going to go with that.
What's the name of the song?
I got it.
Okay.
Letters from Earth.
Letters from Earth.
Yep, that's it.
That's
you weren't wrong. You nailed that one.
Good. At least I don't have to play that tomorrow for new releases.
Sure you do.
It's already been done.
She does look pretty good for 72. See that work done?
Nope.
Yeah. She's Botoxed up, I can tell. As a fellow recipient, I know what the eyes do.
Rihanna played a private gig in India. This Mukesh Ambani, he's the richest man in Asia, estimated worth $112 billion.
That's pretty good.
She was paid $6 million to play for about 1,200 people. It was a private party. The guy's pre-wedding gig.
You say it was 1,200 people?
1,200 people.
It was a private party.
Yeah. And he's had other private parties shelling out that kind of dough. I'm not sure $6 million, but Beyonce, man. Chris Martin, the Chainsmokers.
I didn't even invite 1,200 people to anything. Keep up with it.
You'll be excited about this. Bruce Springsteen announces new greatest hits album.
Isn't that any sense the last one?
Yeah.
You got to have new greatest hits to have a new album of greatest hits. Same old greatest hits.
Yep, and then he'll make a special.
Track Brady, and this new one's called Born to Run Again. He just adds the word again after he... Baby, we were born to run again.
Still born in the USA?
Still born in the USA.
For these political times.
Still born in the USA. Came out dead. Well, I don't like this new one, Bruce, but it's good enough.
Still Rosalita, holding strong.
It's not as good as Still Born in the USA. Still born in the USA. Who's that for?
There's a new
baby comes out gray.
Oh. Oh, come on.
Still born in the USA. I was still born in the USA. I'm an old gray baby in the USA now.
Is that a real? Somebody's already done that. No, stillborn in the USA is a brand new idea. We're 40 years in, and nobody's come up with that.
You guys gonna do that for?
I think I'm gonna write that today. Yeah, he was born by a refinery.
Smoke made my mama's ovaries bad. I croaked out at 6 months. But I still had to come out the stillborn in the USA.
Sorry to all the stillborn listening.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They're all right. They'll get over it.
You're out of here.
Stillborn in the USA is hilarious. I don't know why that one's got me so good, but it's funny. Terrible. So dark. And yet offends no one. I can't imagine it offending anyone. Who?
You'll be getting the email tomorrow.
I was a stillborn, sir. It's 10:06. That's it for us. Show is over. Larry's coming up next. He's got himself loads and loads and loads of things for you. All you got to do is listen to Larry and find out when he wants you to talk to him. And when he does, he'll give you stuff. That's easy. Except for you'll actually talk to John Gordon. Larry doesn't talk to the people. He's above that. So Johnny will answer the phones for you. You guys have a great Monday, and I guess we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Solo!
It's out of control now. 98. K-U.